Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. An affiliate of Iran State Television claims that a U.S. fighter pilot has ejected from an aircraft over southwest Iran. There's been no comment yet from the Pentagon or the White House. America's employers added a surprisingly strong 178,000 jobs last month, rebounding from a dismal February. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate dipped to 4.3%. Don't think we'll be seeing Pam Bondi in the unemployment line anytime soon, although she is out of a job. President Trump has fired the Attorney General, putting Deputy AG Todd Blanche in the position on an interim basis. After spending some time orbiting the home planet, four astronauts now have their sights set on the moon.
NASA's Artemis II astronauts have fired their engines and are now blazing toward the moon. They're on track for a lunar flyaround early next week. NASA's aiming for a lunar landing in 2028. And former British astronaut Tim Peake tells Sky News it really represents a new era of space exploration.
The moon is full of all the minerals and rare earth metals that you'll find on Earth, because Earth and moon were once part of the same body. And so the moon can teach us a huge amount about our own planet. It can provide resources. And so this is the cusp of that new era of space exploration.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Tesla has sold more vehicles over the past several months.
The company's quarterly report showed sales rose 6% January through March to a total of 358,023 vehicles. The recovery follows a year of plunging sales and the loss of Tesla's title as the world's biggest maker of electric vehicles. That boast now goes to a Chinese rival. But even with the surge, the total sales fell short of analyst expectations. Bob Agner reporting.
Wall Street is closed in observance of Good Friday. The market ended mixed yesterday. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you don't care about saving 50% off your wireless bill for the same 5G coverage the big guys are charging a fortune for, maybe you care about keeping jobs in America. Pure Talk does. They've pledged to run their entire operation from this country, including all their customer service. Or maybe you care about our nation's veterans. Pure Talk does. They've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to America's Warrior Partnership, a fantastic organization working hard to prevent veteran suicide. Or maybe you care about closing America's skills gap. Pure Talk does. They're a proud supporter of MicroWorks. They're helping my foundation train the next generation of skilled workers. Don't get me wrong. Saving money's great, and you'll save plenty with Pure Talk. But if you want to be in business with people who share your values, dial pound 250, say micro, and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. The Maryland State Highway Administration is doing road work on northbound 29 ramp to eastbound 70 in Howard County. That starts at 10 a.m. for emergency road work to fill in potholes, multiple potholes on this extremely busy two-lane ramp that need to be repaired. It's going to be a rolling lane closure with the left lane closed, and they expect the work to take approximately 2 hours, so over by early afternoon. Slow down when passing these mobile crews. And with the new job posting in the governor's office now open, some state Republicans are voicing concerns, questioning the need for the position. The governor's office is hiring for a partnerships director, a full-time position with a salary of $97,972 to $120,642 a year. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast coming up next.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. Now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing, and now's the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Another opening day for the Birds today, this time as an opponent. In Pittsburgh, and the O's come in today with a rested bullpen from the day off yesterday and the stellar work by Albert Suarez on Wednesday.
That was a huge three innings for us. I mean, his flight was at 6 a.m., 12:35 game. He was probably running on a little bit of adrenaline, but that was huge for us to shut it down, go three innings, and kind of reset the bullpen going into the off day. It was definitely needed. It was a huge outing for Al.
Craig Albernaz will send Kyle Bradish to the hill. Game time is 4:10 p.m. Ravens news, the team gearing up for the start of the offseason program on Monday. All eyes, of course, on Lamar to see if he shows. Here's head coach Jesse Minter addressing that at the owners' meeting in Phoenix.
We're excited about the offseason program. I know Lamar's excited. I think he is excited about some of the changes. We've had a lot of good connection points. But, you know, the offseason program is voluntary. We're excited to get a chance to work with all the guys, whoever wants to show up. We feel confident that a lot of guys will be there.
We've said it before and we'll say it again. No, don't qualify it. Don't let them off the hook. The $50 million man could and should show up. If your quarterback doesn't show, then who should? And finally, body cam footage released yesterday of Tiger Woods' arrest, showing the five-time Masters champion claiming he just got off the phone with the quote-unquote president. It wasn't clear if Woods was referring to President Trump. The president's former daughter-in-law, Vanessa Trump, is dating Tiger Woods. Coming up in 30 minutes, a heartfelt thank you to a Baltimore broadcasting legend. And that is Stein on Sports.
Annapolis is broken. Wes Moore and the Democrats are making it harder to afford the American dream, run a small business, retire, and feel safe. I'm Shirai Youssefi. I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will put Harford County first and not more career politicians. I'm Shirai Youssefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for the Republican values that we share of faith, family, and freedom. Vote Shirai Youssefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the committee to elect Shirai Youssefi. Treasurer Andrew Hoybach.
WCBM News Time 9:07. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures starting off cool for your Friday morning. Foggy and misty conditions as well. Do expect the sun to break out a little bit later today in warmer numbers with highs in the upper 70s. Breezy to windy conditions as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
49 degrees in Westminster, 51 in Easton, and 49 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Good Friday. Yes, it is Easter weekend. You know, I know a lot of people like, if you go to church all of the time, you know, Easter weekend can get a little crazy, right? So you're going to have to get to church a little earlier this weekend on Sunday because you're going to have the people that show up just for Easter, right? So you're going to have to get there a little early. And that's all right. Welcome them in with open arms, okay? See if they'll stay a while, not just this weekend. And, of course, enjoy the weather if you're in the Baltimore region. It's supposed to be beautiful tomorrow. Brian, the producer, you got big plans? Big plans tomorrow? You're going to be with the grandkids, aren't you? Yes, that's his big plans. It's so adorable. Brian, the producer, is so adorable. He's got the cutest granddaughters you will ever see, and he never misses a beat. And we love that about you, Brian. We really do. We really do. Just don't leave the show to be a full-time grandpa, okay? We don't want that. All right, we got lots to talk about today. You guys heard the big news. Pam Bondi is out. We'll talk about that in just a second. Look, when we did the poll, okay, about Pam Bondi, we've done it more than once. One time we did it after the Epstein Files scandal. I say the scandal because here she is handing out binders titled Epstein Files, right? And she did that, right, at the White House with the conservative influencers. But even before that, if you recall, when she was on Fox News saying that we've got a truckload of files, they're coming from New York City, and I've got all these files on my desk, and la la la. I said, you know what? Even if you had the files, who says that? Right? You know what I mean? Like, would you ever see Secretary of State Marco Rubio saying anything like that? No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. Would you see Sean Duffy, the Transportation Secretary, saying stuff like that? No, you wouldn't. Okay? And that's what I did not understand about Pam Bondi. It just seemed like there was more theatrics than getting the job done. Anyways, I am going to get your feedback on that, I hope. I hope you guys do call in. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about here locally the police-involved shooting in Upton. You might have seen the video. There's a video circulating on social media. I saw it on Facebook. If you want to see the video, if that's something that you would want to see, if it's not something you want to see, you know, don't go looking for it. But we will talk about that at around 9:35 or 10 o'clock-ish, because then we have a guest. Steve Whistler is going to join us out of Carroll County. He is on the school board there, but he's also running in District 5. And he sent me a message yesterday, and I didn't realize it. He was a linguist in the Navy, and he was in Iran. And so he's got even a different perspective on what's currently going on the ground there. So we'll talk to him at 10 o'clock. Also, Tiger Woods, man. It's like I feel bad for him, and then I see the body cam footage, and I still feel bad for him. All right? I feel bad for anybody that's struggling with substance abuse. I do. Because usually people go down that road because they're coping with some other underlying, whether it's emotional stress, a traumatic event, what have you. They're usually struggling with something else. So I take a gentle approach when talking about people with substance abuse. And I did the same thing with Hunter Biden. And if you recall, if you follow me on X, at that time it was Twitter, I was against all of these people sharing all the stuff from the Hunter Biden laptop. I didn't think it was a good look. Not just because I thought there were other victims in, you know, those photos and videos, but I felt like we were mocking someone's struggle. Does that make sense? Well, anyways, I voiced my opinion and people got mad at me. They're like, it's Hunter Biden. Who cares, Kim Klasick? You're a rhino. Because I don't want to mock somebody that's struggling with substance abuse. I don't know. I feel like it's kind of like a human thing to do. Anyways, we are going to talk about Tiger Woods. Apparently, he made a very interesting phone call that they did get on body cam footage. So we'll talk about that. Also, I did not give it enough attention yesterday, and I apologize. It's my fault. It's not you. It's me. The good cause evictions, okay? House Bill 744. For me, I want to just go back just a bit because I said that landlords, and when it comes to this bill, landlords are going to be really handcuffed in many situations. And I tried to go down the list, and I think I went down the list a little too quickly, and I also left a couple of things out. Now, this bill did die at first, right? But now it's been resurrected, if you could say. And now they're trying to, you know, the Democrats and progressives are trying to get this across. But what it does is it protects the renter and really handcuffs the landlords. And we see this all the time. So I want to talk about that. So we'll get to that. And then also, as I mentioned with Sean Casey on Casey & Company, 40 dirt bikes zooming in and out of the Inner Harbor in Baltimore City. Tuesday night, there was even a crash involving one of these dirt bikes. It's time again where it gets warm outside and you see all this chaos. And yet the elected officials say nothing. They say absolutely nothing. If you ever hear our mayor talk about it, he'll tell you it's part of the culture of the city. Nobody wants to deal with this. People that are spending money at the Inner Harbor or any other place, they don't want to deal with this, Mr. Mayor. They want to spend their money in peace. So anyways, I want to get your feedback on it because you know what? I said before, remember when Mayor Eric Adams in New York, remember when he collected all those dirt bikes? And many of them are stolen, by the way. You could just return them to the rightful owner. But he collected all these dirt bikes and then he actually did an entire video where he showed the entire city how they took them down and crushed each one of them. And he said, try it again. And I thought it was effective. It was effective because you didn't have people driving or riding the dirt bikes through the city after that. So we're going to do something here in Baltimore. So I'll get your feedback on that hopefully in the 11 o'clock hour. But let's get right into this, right? I mean, Pam Bondi is out. We're going to get into all the details. But first, I would like to rejoice. Very long time. We got to take a second to just wallow in the moment. He is my own.
face that I run. Every time I look up, I see God's faithfulness.
That's Kanye West, by the way, in case you're wondering. And yes, praise the Lord. The last time we heard from Pam Bondi, now the former AG, she was in front of Congress at a congressional hearing, and remember, she was asked about the Epstein victims. And, you know, I thought, look, it's a question coming from the Democrats, and they're not in good faith. They're never in good faith. But they were asking a question that I thought was pretty reasonable. What was her answer? Look at the stock market. We're winning, she says. We're winning. I couldn't believe it. I thought, you know what? And look, I said this before. She was like the VP Kamala Harris of the right. And I know a lot of people didn't want to believe that. And I know that she is very intelligent. I don't know how intelligent Kamala is. But I would say that Pam Bondi is very intelligent. I thought that, you know, in Florida, if you look at her record, some of the things that she's done in Florida, I thought she did a great job. But I felt as though that she was overwhelmed in this position. And that's okay. That's okay. It's okay to be overwhelmed and to know that you're in over your head. But at that point, you've got to make this known to the president. You've got to make it known. Don't just double down in incompetency. That's the part that was killing me about Pam Bondi. It's like, dude, look, you were appointed, you were chosen for this position, and you did the best you could, right? But the way that she handled so many instances, and I want to get your feedback on this, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I also want to give you the question of the day before I continue here. If you go to WCBM.com, or if you have the app, you can take the poll question in the app. Just so you know, the app is free in the App Store. WCBM-680 is what you'll type in there. But the question is very simple. Are you, you know what? I do this every morning. I apologize. That was a question for yesterday. If you were okay with what's going on in Iran. But meanwhile, many of you did say, the majority did say that you were okay with it. Again, we'll talk to Steve Whistler at 10 o'clock more about it. But today's question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Who should the next attorney general be? Very simple. Who should the next attorney general be? Now, the choices that I have here are because these are the names that are being floated around right now on social media. Right now, you've got Trey Gowdy. I'm not gonna tell you about, you know, my preferences. You know how much I love Trey Gowdy. I know how much you guys, many of you don't love Trey Gowdy, right? You choose who's best for you. Trey Gowdy's on the list. Lee Zeldin. All right, he's currently over at the EPA. And I told this to Sean Casey just a minute ago. I like Lee Zeldin at the EPA. He's the one that's making sure we're not getting the stupid windmills in Ocean City right now. And I like him over there. But that's, you know, his name is at the top of the list on social media, so I have to include it here. Harmeet Dhillon. Harmeet Dhillon, as you know, she's over at the DOJ currently, I guess in the Civil Rights Department, but she does a lot of good work over there. And then, of course, the other option is just other. Okay, and that's what I hope that you call in and you tell me who you think is fit for the job. Again, who should the next attorney general be? Trey Gowdy, Lee Zeldin, Harmeet Dhillon, or other. And with your other, go ahead and give me a phone call, and we'll discuss this together. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Let's go ahead and just get the recap and the gist of when all this occurred. Obviously, she was fired after I got off air yesterday. So on Fox News, as always, they were talking about it. Let's take a listen.
Let's go to Fox News Justice Correspondent David Spund. Hi, David. What have you heard?
Well, we knew that Pam Bondi, the former attorney general, was on thin ice for a long time with this administration, though she has a personal close relationship with President Trump. She's known him for years. She was the attorney general in the state of Florida. He's a resident of Florida. She was his attorney during his impeachment trial in the Senate during his first term. So President Trump and Pam Bondi have a good personal relationship. But we know administration officials were not happy with the way the Epstein files were handled. This is something that has really hurt the attorney general since she came into office in February of 2025. Just some history there. She comes into office February 2025, and then a few weeks later, in an interview with John Roberts, I believe it was during this hour on Fox News with John and Sandra, said the Epstein files were on her desk, or the files were on her desk when she was asked about the Epstein files. She later clarified and said that she meant the JFK files, the RFK files, the Martin Luther King files, as well as the Epstein files. But there were so many more questions just about the overall handling of the Justice Department dealing with the Epstein files. And the Epstein files story really never went away from Attorney General Bondi. Over the summer, DOJ put out a release and they said that there would be nothing further warranted from the Epstein files. No charges would be filed. The case is essentially closed. And then Deputy Attorney General, now I guess we could call him Interim Attorney General Todd Blanche, met with Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend and co-conspirator, convicted co-conspirator. So the story never fully went away. In fact, Bondi was supposed to testify before Congress in a deposition about Epstein on April 14th, in just a couple of weeks. So she clearly will no longer have to do that. The video on the other side of the screen, as I look right there, that was her on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. That's after coming out of a closed-door briefing with members of the House to talk about the Epstein files. But members of Congress, they were not satisfied with the answers they were getting from the administration, and Bondi ultimately had to answer those questions when she came out and would have had to answer during a deposition.
David Spun, thanks so much, David.
All right, so there you have it. And yes, there's been many people, not just myself, many people that thought that she perhaps should have been let go from that position for quite some time. We get back, I'm going to get to the phone calls again, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Also, I'm going to read to you President Trump's True Social post about Pam Bondi heading out of the office. And then, of course, Pam Bondi had a post of her own, and we'll talk about all that more coming up next.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
Spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically for rescue natural supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with code RELIEF. Powered by patent collagen and a research-backed green-lipped muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduced stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you'll notice over time. Just go to res-q.com and use code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus, get one free, or call product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with code RELIEF.
The Sean Hannity Show.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government and more freedom, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have in our lifetime to get rid of waste and fraud and abuse. And they're talking about cutting $2 trillion. I think they're serious as hell, and I think it will happen as long as Republican lawmakers go along with what their recommendations are. Those recommendations are expected on July 4th of 2026.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
All right, good morning. Happy Good Friday to all of you. We're talking about the fact that Pam Bondi is on her way into the private sector. President Trump posts on True Social, Pam Bondi is a great American patriot and a loyal friend who faithfully served as my attorney general over the past year. Pam did a tremendous job overseeing a massive crackdown in crime across our country, with murders plummeting to their lowest level since 1900s. No specifics there. He says, we love Pam, and she will be transitioning to a much-needed and important new job in the private sector to be announced at a date in the near future. And our Deputy Attorney General and a very talented and respected legal mind, Todd Blanche, will step in to serve as Acting Attorney General. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines again, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Real quick, I did not include Governor Ron DeSantis on my list of options on the question of the day at WCBM.com, only because, and there were some people that were mad at me for pointing this out. I do believe there are some influencers that are still never Trump, and always DeSantis. And I have nothing against Governor Ron DeSantis. I think he's a great governor. I hope that he does more. But right now, you've got Congressman Byron Donalds leading in the governor or the gubernatorial race in Florida by 42 points. Okay? So people, in my view, that, you know, love Governor Ron DeSantis and loves to keep it, you know, more DeSantis world rather than America first. In my view, if you have Ron DeSantis leaving his post as governor, you've got Jay Collins, the lieutenant governor, who would step up. And then he would have incumbent privileges, okay? Jay Collins right now is running for governor. He's not polling too well. He's not even raising as much money as Byron Donalds either. So I think that there's, you know, a little more to that conversation. They're not going to admit it. They're going to, you know, call me names, which they did do. They did do that on X. I don't care. But I think that there's something more to offering Governor Ron DeSantis in this position, knowing how great he's doing as a governor in Florida. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. I've got Roland in Elkridge. Roland, who do you think should be the next AG?
I'd like to see Trey Gowdy get in there. didn't he roll out a few years back because he sees all the crimes going on in Congress and there was nothing he can do about it? Is that about, am I in the right direction here?
Yes, that's exactly what he said. And I'm a huge Trey Gowdy fan myself, Roland, but that is, he did a sit-down interview and talked about the fact that, you know, there's never any results or outcomes with these congressional hearings. You're right about that.
Exactly. Now maybe if he is to be the new AG, then he can do what he has got to do. And we can get to Obama and all his crews and his third term, that auto-pen third term of his, because he is, transforming the country. And he's still at work doing it, and I believe the Democrats are still right behind him, and he is doing all the talking behind the curtain there.
Yeah.
That's what I think, anyway.
Ooh, yeah. Well, there might be people that agree with you. Roland, thank you so much for weighing in. I hope you have a happy Easter weekend.
Oh, one other thing. Are you there?
Yep, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, one other thing. You know, I turn you off every time you accept a phone call from Terrell. I just wonder how many other people do it. I go to 1090, and sometimes I don't even get back with you. The guy tries to overtalk you. He thinks he's smarter than you when he actually doesn't know much about anything except for what he's dreaming, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
But once again, you have a great weekend also.
Jeff. Thank you. Thank you for that feedback, Roland. I appreciate you. Have a good weekend. Look, I know there's a lot of people that do it. I get your emails and text messages all the time. I like to listen to both sides. I don't think it's right to just listen to one side. And then we're talking into an echo chamber. But I understand how it's difficult. But we'll go to the next caller here. I've got Bob and Havre de Grace. Bob, who do you think will be the next AG?
I don't know, Kim, but I did want to comment on the current former attorney general. I don't believe she's really been effective. I think it was a lot of flash, not a lot of bang. And because she's a Trump loyalist, I think that that's one of the reasons why he kept her on for as long as he did. And I will say that, you know, I'm sure she was a player in Florida. But on the national scene, I've seen her get rolled a bunch of times in the last, year and a half. And I think the one thing that probably upset a lot of people, not me, because, you know, I have a whole other opinion about the Epstein affair, but it was about we're going to do this and we're going to do that and we're going to break out all these files and it's going to be all transparency, and it just fizzled out. And I think Trump is getting rid of her, and he, you know, it's a polite way of saying you're fired, but he's not going to say that because she has been loyal to him. But I don't think she was worth the hype in the beginning to begin with, and I think there's other people out there that are much more qualified to be an attorney general at the national level.
Yeah, well,
that's really all I had to say.
Well, Bob, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Hope you have a great Easter weekend. A lot of people do agree with Bob here, but speaking of being loyal, There's some other names that have come up, and we're going to talk about that coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Following a dismal February, the job market came roaring back last month. America's employers added 178,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate fell a notch to 4.3%. There's been no comment from the Pentagon or the White House on Iran's claim that a U.S. fighter pilot has ejected over southwest Iran. That claim is being aired by Iran state television. President Trump continues to rearrange his cabinet. Attorney General Bondi has been let go. An interim successor has been chosen. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche has been tapped as acting Attorney General. War Secretary Hegseth has fired the Army's top uniformed officer. That's Army Chief of Staff General Randy George. Two other generals have also been sacked. No reason given. No trading on Wall Street today for Good Friday. More details, srnnews.com.
Spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically for rescue natural supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with code RELIEF. Powered by patent collagen and a research-backed green-lipped muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduced stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you'll notice over time. Just go to res-q.com and use code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus, get one free, or call Product Consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with code RELIEF.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. A couple things we learned about the Orioles in week one. Pete Alonso and Taylor Ward are worth the money. The pair combining for 15 hits and 47 trips, a homer and six driven in, as the Birds go 3-3 on the opening homestand. Also learning that manager Craig Albernaz, with Jordan Westberg now on the 60-day injured list, satisfied with Kobe Mayo at third. Mayo, though, a bit of a slow start at the bat. Only 2-for-17, both hits coming in the 8-6 series-clinching win over Minnesota. Questions surrounding Derrick Henry and the Ravens' running game for the upcoming season. What will it look like without Tyler Linderbaum and Patrick Ricard in front of him? Head coach Jesse Minter not quite ready yet to give us the details.
So excited about Derrick. Having a running back like that, getting downhill, running the football, being able to control the clock, being able to control the offense through the running game, I think is very powerful.
How about a shout-out this morning to a far-out Ravens fan?
Be good, roll pitch. Roger, roll pitch.
That's how it sounded when NASA was sending off spaceship Artemis II on its mission around the moon. The ship's commander is longtime Ravens fan Reed Wiseman, who grew up in Baltimore. Wiseman leading the first crewed lunar flight since Apollo 17's moon landing mission in 1972. And if all goes well, we'll set a record for the farthest distance ever traveled from Earth, 252,000 miles. And finally, a heartfelt thank you to a Baltimore broadcasting great.
With 57 seconds left in Cleveland, Clint Hayes in the barn!
Longtime WBAL TV sports director and Ravens radio play-by-play broadcaster Jerry Sandusky announcing his retirement on Wednesday. 42 years in the business, 38 in Baltimore. One of the first local broadcasters who extended his hand and gave this broadcaster time of day after moving here from Miami. Coming up in 30 minutes, will Lamar show up? And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off foggy and misty for your Friday morning, heading toward the afternoon. We do expect those clouds to break up a bit and temperatures that will be warmer, highs in the mid to upper 70s, even a few lower 80s, as will be breezy to windy later in the afternoon. Staying warm on Saturday, and another weather maker bringing some rain for Easter Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie, to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we'll get to your text messages here in just a second. Happy Good Friday to all of you. We're talking about Pam Bondi being out as the AG, and so we're really just looking at a solution here. Who's next? Who's next to fill the seat? In the text line, Keith says, Kim, Alina Haba for AG, what a fox. Alina Haba is very pretty. You know, here's what I'll say. We've got to make sure it's somebody that will get results. Right, we want results. I think that's what we want. But I think, Keith, there are many people that have been saying online, Alina Haba as well. Don't forget the question of the day at WCBM.com. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Who should the next attorney general be? And right now, you know, you just have a few options. Trey Gowdy, Lee Zeldin, Harmeet Dillon, or other, right? Other, and then hopefully you'll call me and let me know your thoughts. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I'll go to the phone lines here. I've got Mark in Pikesville. Mark, who do you think to replace Pam Bondi?
Well, good morning, first of all, to you, Brian, and your family. A happy Easter to you.
Same to
all
you.
All right, as far as the person who should replace Pam Bondi is going to be Judge Jeanine Pirro. She had an excellent show on Fox when she was on the network. She took over in Washington. She's a good compatriot of Donald Trump. She would get the job done with no frills, et cetera. And as far as the other ones, that Alina Haba, as Donald Trump would say, she's excellent, but weak or something like that. Trey Gowdy, wishy-washy. Lee Zeldin should stay where he is. He's excellent at that. But if Judge Jeanine would take it, that would be excellent. It would also be the late Tom Moore's choice, too.
Well, you know what, Mark? Thank you so much for calling in. I think a lot of people would agree with your assessment there. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. You too. Got a lot of text messages here. Right now, I'll kind of read you the results. Let's see. Who should the next attorney general be? Again, this is at WCBM.com. The poll question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. We'll have this up all day, by the way. So if you're driving, don't try to take the poll question while driving, okay? Get to where you are safely. I don't want you, out here like Tiger Woods. All right. So far, 36% of you say Trey Gowdy out of this list. 28% of you say Lee Zeldin. 24% of you say other, and 12% of you say Harmeet Dillon. All right. You know, so far Trey Gowdy's in the lead, but again, other is pretty high. So maybe your option here is just not on the list. So definitely call in and let me know. Let's go to these text messages here, if I could. Let's see. I've got Ron in Baltimore. He says, Kim, Blondie Bondi's track record revealed her to be a gun grabber, so I was never a fan. She was more interested in her Fox News hits than anything else, though I did enjoy her pimp-slapping Jamie Ratskin. Trey Gowdy is a swamper. I'm never Trey. And I turn away for Terrell and Joe. At least Leonard isn't a jerk. That's Ron. You know what, Ron? Thank you so much for weighing in, number one. And happy Good Friday to you. And then, you know what? I have other people here that say they do listen to Leonard in Silver Spring because he's not a jerk. Which is true. Joe used to be a lot kinder, I think, over time, he's gotten very sour on me. But I try to be nice as possible. Craig says, I like Jeanine Pirro. I think she's tough and she can do the job and will do the right thing. Again, Craig in Pasadena. Yeah, Craig, I mean, from what we've seen from Judge Jeanine, look, a lot of people were apprehensive, right? She came from Fox News and everybody was rolling their eyes like, oh, another Fox News contributor, right? But she's been doing a phenomenal job in D.C. And we were just talking recently about the dentist that she popped, and she said she's going to go further and investigate more dental offices, I should say. They were stealing money. They were stealing money. So a lot of people don't even pay attention to some of these things because we're talking about waste, fraud, and abuse often. And to have her in that D.C. U.S. attorney seat has been really a blessing. But, Craig, I agree with you. Judge Jeanine Pirro, she's a tough one. Same thing, Mark in Pikesville. She is very tough. Let's see. Deborah says, I do turn off when Terrell and Joe are calling in. Maybe that should be the question of the day one day, Brian, the producer. How often do you stay with me? You know? Let's go back to the phone lines here. I got my friend, Sophia and Perry Hall. Good morning, Sophia.
Hey, good morning. As much as I am crazy about Judge Jeanine, she's doing such a kick-ass, a great job in D.C., I think she should stay where she is, but I would love to see Matt Gaetz be Attorney General. He is a bulldog, and he loves the limelight, and he doesn't, but he doesn't let it interfere with what he needs to do. I think he would be great.
All right. We'll add Matt Gaetz to the list of choices. Sophia, thank you so much. I hope you're having a great day.
Okay. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Have a good one. Remember, Sophia, she was knocking doors with us last election cycle. She's always out there helping with the Republican clubs, by the way. Again, I love when people call in that put in the work. Real quick, you know what? I did want to say last night I was at Shariah Yousefi's event. I think I mentioned on the live earlier in Harford County. And I told those in Harford County, I mean, you have a unique opportunity in Harford County right now to send somebody to the House. Not just, you know, in District 34B, but, you know, listening to her speak, seeing the packed house last night. Good morning to Glenn Gilhar, all the people that showed up out there. A lot of new faces, right? Many people from her church, her family. She's the daughter of two immigrants that came here legally. She already works in Annapolis. I mean, she is just a phenomenal candidate. So, Shariah Yousefi, I know you've heard her ads here on WCBM, but man, what an honor to be at her event last night. What an honor. And it was well done. But I just want to let you know, you have an opportunity to send somebody to Annapolis that can go even further. She's one of those candidates. She can be in Congress without a doubt. She can be in a U.S. Senate seat without a doubt. Without a doubt. And I got to meet her mom and dad, too. And tell them, you know, you guys did a phenomenal job. And then, yeah, there were people from her church there that knew her since she was a tiny little girl. They're like, yeah, we know Shariah. We watched her grow up. And they're there right behind her. Just, they're so excited about this. That speaks a lot, right? When you've got people showing up that known you since you were three, that says a lot about you. That says a lot about you. And I said it before about Glenn Gilhar. If you've ever been to Glenn's events, he's got people that show up for him that went to elementary school with him. That says a lot about somebody. Anyways, again, congratulations to Ryan Yousefi for a successful fundraiser last night. I did want to get back to the Pam Bondi topic here. Of course, lots of text messages. You guys are really weighing in. You know, Daryl of Riverside Park says, morning, Kim. I could not think of a better person to lead the Justice Department than Judge Jeanine Pirro. Her fiery demeanor would lay waste to the left. Leave Lee Zeldin at the EPA where he's doing, because he's doing a fantastic job. Again, Daryl from Riverside Park. Yeah, that's how I feel about Lee Zeldin, for sure. For sure. I've got Kathleen and Towson. Kathleen, who do you think should be the next AG?
Hi, first-time caller, and I love your show, and I listen to you every day.
Thank you.
But I'm a little nervous being a new caller. Mark Levin, I think he is so smart, and he kept our president out of trouble back when everybody was suing him. He would find the laws that fit the fake judges that were accusing him of everything. He stands up to everybody. He's not afraid to stand up to anybody, and he's so knowledgeable. I mean, I can't believe it. I think he would be a perfect fit, and he's friends with Trump, whom I love. But whether he'd actually take the job, I don't know. But he'd the only one be my pick. And thank you, and have a wonderful holiday, Kim. I love your show.
Thank you so much, Kathleen. You do the same. Thank you so much. And you know what? Thank you for calling in. First-time caller there. I appreciate you. So I got to add Mark Levin to the list. That's also a good name. So now we've added, just so you guys know. Let's keep track here. Mark Levin, Matt Gaetz, Alina Hava. She's now on the list. And then, of course, if we're going over, Judge Jeanine Pirro, she's on the list. All right. This list is looking, I like the list. I like the list. Again, at WCBM.com, who should be the next attorney general? I've got Trey Gowdy, Lee Zeldin, Harmeet Dillon, of course, other. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Go ahead and make sure you take part in that poll question. But I like these names. I do. I mean, you guys are, you're really on top of this. I got a text here from Russ. He says, what a disgrace she is as the AG. I guess better late than never, but such a waste, a whole year. Check the list when the Dems were in power of all the Republicans that got indicted, including Trump. Then look at the reverse. Such a disgrace. Again, that comes in for Russ. Russ, she was not effective. I think we can all agree that Pam Bondi was not effective. And it's not personal. It's not personal. I hate when people take things personal, right? It's just like, this is politics. You have a duty to the taxpayers. They're paying your salary. I mean, this is your job. It's not personal. Right? I mean, if I was in a position, and like even now, you guys call me and tell me, you know, stop taking calls from Terrell and Joe. Right? And I go ahead and I accept that feedback. I just know for me, you know, I want to make sure that everybody has a voice. I try to be as fair as possible. But, you know, I understand why many of you feel that way. And I don't take it personally. You know, it's just, it's something that you see and you want changed. I get it. We got a text from Joe in Baltimore. You know what? I guess he's listening to you guys. But he said this before the comments. He says, good morning, Kim. After sacrificing her morals and integrity to shield pedophiles and protect Trump, DEI hire Pam Bondi was fired and replaced by Trump's former personal attorney who advocated for favor for Ghislaine Maxwell. Happy Good Friday. Yeah, so Todd Blanche is the deputy attorney general. So just like any position, Joe, that's who's going to move up. But, you know, we're kind of looking forward here on who do we think can be next. Chris says, Kim Klasick for attorney general. I wish I had a law degree. I wish I had a law degree. My mother wishes more than I. Okay. Chris, I appreciate that. Let's see. I got a text. Another texter says Alina Haba's on their list. All right. A lot of, you know, a few of you for Alina Hava. I've got, let's see. Lloyd says Judge Jeanine all the way. She's smart, tough, and calls it like she sees it. One might even say she is a female version of President Trump himself. Interesting. Interesting. All right. Look, before we get to the next phone call here, I told you I would give you former Attorney General now, Pam Bondi's comment as she was ousted yesterday. She posted this at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. She said, over the next month, I'll be working tirelessly to transition the office of Attorney General to the amazing Todd Blanche before moving to an important private sector role I am thrilled about and where I will continue to fight for President Trump and this administration. She says, leading President Trump's historic and highly successful efforts to make America safer and more secure has been the honor of a lifetime and easily the most consequential first year of the Department of Justice in American history. Again, this is Pam Bondi. Since February 2025, we have secured the lowest murder rate in 125 years, secured first ever terrorism convictions against members of Antifa, shattered domestic and transnational gangs across the country, taken custody of more than 90 key cartel figures, and won 24 favorable rulings at the Supreme Court. Pam Bondi finishes by saying, I remain eternally grateful for the trust that President Trump placed in me to make America safe again. Now, a couple of her points here. They did do a lot when it comes to those Venezuelan gang members. You know, she was right there as they were bringing Nicolas Maduro in. So you could say that she did play a role. I guess when you're looking at President Trump, you would expect the AG to be even tougher than Trump, right? You know what I mean? Like, you're the AG. I would expect you to be tougher than Trump. In this case, she was not. I got my friend Gary in Kingsville. Gary, who do you want to see as the next AG?
Well, I certainly would have no complaint whatsoever with Harmeet Dillon or Jeanine Pirro. But another name I'll throw into the mix just so we can balance things out with the sexes a little bit. Joe DiGenova.
Okay, you got to explain to me who that is, because I honestly am not familiar.
he and his wife are both have vast experience in prosecutions on high level mafia types, criminals. You see him a lot on these days on Newsmax. Used to see him on Fox all the time. Maybe you still do. I'm not sure, but both of them. I don't think his wife is wanting the job, but Joe DiGenova said if asked, he would do it. So he would be excellent.
All right, I will take a look at that, and I'm adding Joe to the list.
By the way,
yep.
Just so I can have one comment about the folks who don't listen when Terrell calls in, they are missing a beatdown that Kim Klasick does on Terrell.
I appreciate that.
They should stay tuned to hear it.
Yeah, thank you, Gary. I appreciate that. Happy Easter to you and your beautiful wife. I appreciate you guys listening. God bless you as well. Thank you so much. All right, I looked up Joe here. He's a lawyer and former United States attorney for District of Columbia. The only thing I will say, and maybe he doesn't seem this way at all, but it says here that he is 81 years old. That would be a tough sell, I think, for a lot of people, right? 81 years old. But look, if he's good, he's good. All right. Many of you still weighing in here. Let's see. James in Columbia. Oh, he wants to add Ted Cruz to the list. Ted Cruz. Well, here's the thing. We can't lose Ted in the Senate. I'm going to add him to the list because I'm a very fair individual. So we got to add Ted Cruz to the list. But I don't want to lose him out of the Senate. I do not at all, but when we get back, we'll continue this conversation. So if you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Who do you think should be the next AG as Pam Bondi's on her way out? Real quick, before we go, I want to just make sure you know that Town Appliance is in Owings Mills and is the best place for offering anything you want or need in appliances. Their showroom is so big, it's filled with so many different appliances. I'm telling you, you can only imagine. You got to see it for yourself. Now, they have everything from your basic, all you need, high-end technology like Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, and Maytag, and of course, so many more brands to choose from, and I mean 70 plus brands to choose from. Lots to choose from there. And my experience, as I mentioned before, with Mayer is absolutely wonderful. He's so helpful and happy to answer any questions you may have, whether you're browsing or buying. And right now, Town Appliance is having their 47th anniversary event, along with flexible financing options. So it's a great time to stop in. And don't forget to check out their website, townappliance.com, and look for the banner for their anniversary giveaway. It's a beautiful coffee machine. Good luck to you.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
You know, people about to give birth would come to the country, give birth to their child, and instantaneously would be an American citizen. And as they get older, would then use that citizenship as a means of bringing the rest of their family over. That is not the case around the world. We are the outlier in terms of granting the right of citizenship to foreign children merely because they were born on U.S. soil. In fact, unconditional birthright citizenship it's almost unheard of in Europe, Asia, Africa. As a matter of fact, no European country currently offers fully unconditional birthright citizenship. Europe, when Europe's ahead of the game, you've got a problem. They largely rely on parental citizenship. Asia, most of Africa also predominantly use highly conditional rules.
Join Sean later today, right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, big news coming out on silver right now. The U.S. just added silver to the critical minerals list. Now, what does that mean? Now, this is an important list of minerals that are considered crucial for the U.S. security and economic viability in this country. So when you buy silver to help protect your savings and you think it's a good investment, you're also buying a critical mineral that's needed for the U.S. and its economy to survive. And that's why I want you to reach out to my partners at Goldco. They are the number one gold and silver company in the country. They have over 8,000 five-star reviews, and they have the best gold and silver offer in the business. So don't put it off. Don't ignore the facts. Get their free 2026 gold and silver kit from Goldco while you can, and you get up to 10% in bonus gold or silver while supplies last. Call them now, 855-815-GOLD, or just visit HannityGold.com. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D or HannityGold.com today.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Happy Good Friday to all of you. Don't forget, coming up next at the top of the hour, we've got Steve Whistler joining us out of Carroll County. He's running in District 5, but also served as a linguist in the Navy and was deployed to Iran. So he's going to give us a different perspective on what's currently going on there. We were talking about Pam Bondi and the fact that she has now been ousted as the AG. And, you know, before one of the breaks, I did tell you about, well, we kind of discussed loyalty just a bit because, you know, Pam Bondi has been very loyal to President Trump. But now there are these rumors circulating that she possibly could have been the leak to Congressman Eric Swalwell out of California. I'm going to play this audio clip to you, and then I'm going to go ahead and read to you what some people are saying that's going on behind the scenes.
A, through December of 2025, we received messages at my office that said, I hope somebody shoots you and your children and your wife in the head. Pew, pew, motherfucker, pew, pew. I would stay indoors as much as possible, and my children, unfortunately, have to do that. The Department of Justice has not charged this individual and cited that he's a prolific caller and has health conditions. Although what we have found in our own investigation and his voicemails is that he has said he will employ others to do this. The president can come after me. It's fine. I'm in the arena. So are these folks. But we never expected that the Department of Justice would not seek to prosecute and investigate those who are making threats against us. And that would include those on that side of the aisle. And I'm just asking for your help to protect life, because life is at risk with the environment we're in right now.
Congressman, I completely agree with you. I know about several of those personally involving you. I believe one has been charged publicly, and there's something I would be happy to talk to you about off camera. But I can assure you that they are very serious. They are being looked into, and I can give you more details on those. None of you should be threatened, ever. None of your children should be threatened. None of your families should be threatened. And I will work with, you can come into my office any day. I will work with all of you on both sides of the aisle if you are ever threatened. And I would, I'll gladly talk to you after this hearing about your cases, but I can tell you some of them are very active.
All right. So that was Congressman Eric Swalwell speaking to Pam Bondi in a congressional hearing. Here's a report here. Pam Bondi was fired, some say, behind the scenes, in part because Trump believed that she tipped off Eric Swalwell, according to the Daily Mail and the sources they spoke to. Trump reportedly believes Bondi had tipped off Swalwell about the FBI's effort to share investigative documents about his relationship with an alleged Chinese spy. So we do remember that story. According to the Daily Mail, the FBI was preparing a cache of documents on Swalwell's relationship with Christine Fay. She's intervening in those matters. The White House wasn't pleased that she was intervening due to her personal friendship with Eric Swalwell. That is what a source told the Daily Mail. Now, how much truth to this is there? I'm not certain, but I will say the people that are posting it and believed to be true, they are D.C. insiders. So I don't know. Maybe we'll hear more next week. But coming up next, at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Steve Whistler out of Carroll County to talk about Iran.
Hi, Sean Casey with Vinny Steo, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, Maryland and Lower Pennsylvania's real estate expert. Welcome back, and wow, Vinny, we're celebrating 9 incredible years together on WCBM, helping local families with their real estate dreams.
Yeah, Sean, it's been a huge honor. 9 years right here, 23 years total, helping thousands of families sell fast and for top dollar. The key to our success is that I understand every seller situation is different. My guarantees and programs give sellers options, including multiple cash offers, 100% of market value, or my trusted guaranteed sale program where I'll sell your home or I'll buy it myself at a price and time frame you agree to. Or maybe you need to sell and stay for up to 12 months. With my 12,000 plus buyers in waiting, your home may already be sold.
9 years of guarantees on WCBM. Just a phone call or text will get you started. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515.
VinnyStio.com. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Following a dismal February, the job market came roaring back last month. America's employers added 178,000 jobs. The unemployment rate ticked down a notch to 4.3%. The job gains roughly three times what economists had been forecasting. At the Justice Department, the number two is now number one.
As Attorney General Pam Bondi was one of President Trump's fiercest defenders, here clashing with House Judiciary Committee members in February.
You all should be apologizing. You sit here and you attack the president, and I am not going to have it. I'm not going to put up with it.
But now the president says she's out. She's drawn scrutiny over her handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files and failed efforts to bring criminal cases against Trump's political adversaries. Bondi's deputy Todd Blanche is stepping in as acting attorney general, Ben Thomas, Washington.
War Secretary Hegseth has fired the Army's top uniformed officer, Chief of Staff General Randy George. Two other generals have also been sacked. Iran State TV claims an American fighter pilot has ejected from a plane over southwest Iran. Residents are urged to hand over any enemy pilot to police. Promised a reward for doing so. There's been no comment from the Pentagon or the White House. NASA's Artemis II astronauts have fired their engines. They're blazing toward the moon.
I am so, so excited to be able to tell you that for the first time since 1972 during Apollo 17, human beings have left Earth orbit. With Artemis II's successful 5-minute and 50-second translunar injection burn this evening, our four crew members are now on their trajectory toward the moon.
And that's NASA's Lori Glaze. No action on Wall Street today. The market is closed in observance of Good Friday. The Dow ended a mix yesterday. The Dow was down 61 points, while the Nasdaq and the S&P closed higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Good morning, it's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has issued a statement regarding a traffic accident in Annapolis that involved an ICE vehicle on Wednesday morning. According to a local newspaper, the DHS says ICE was attempting to conduct the targeted arrest of an MS-13 gang member with prior charges that included murder, armed robbery, and assault. When a driver tried to bypass the scene and struck the ICE vehicle. The DHS did not say whether the person with the charges was involved in the crash. ICE did not make any arrests. And the repairs to the deteriorating sewage pipeline that ultimately collapsed and flooded the Potomac River with hundreds of millions of gallons of raw sewage could have been fixed years ago, but red tape delayed the construction, according to a new Washington Post report. That report revealed that D.C. Water planned to repair corroding parts of the major sewage pipeline, the Potomac Interceptor, in 2018 and had requested that the National Park Service fast-track approval of their plans. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville offers high-end luxury and quality at very affordable prices. Their beautiful showroom in Jarrettsville is a great place to shop and pick the one that's just right for you. You'll get quality appliances backed by the very best installation and service. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Bud's at Silver Run. What a great way to celebrate our 17th anniversary. Winner, best fine dining. Winner, best seafood restaurant. Winner, best crab cake. Thank you, Carroll County, for voting Bud's at Silver Run the best in Carroll Magazine's first annual Reader's Choice Awards. Carroll Magazine Reader's Choice Awards, the best of Bud's at Silver Run. For reservations, call 410-346-6816 or visit us online at budsatsilverrun.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Another opening day for the Birds today, this time as an opponent. In Pittsburgh, and the O's come in today with a rested bullpen. From the day off yesterday and the stellar work by Albert Suarez on Wednesday.
That was a huge three innings for us. I mean, his flight was at 6 a.m., 12:35 game. He was probably running on a little bit of adrenaline. But that was huge for us to shut it down, go three innings, and kind of reset the bullpen going into the off day. It was definitely needed. It was a huge outing for Al.
Craig Albernaz will send Kyle Bradish to the hill. Game time is 4:10 p.m. Ravens news, the team gearing up for the start of the offseason program on Monday. All eyes, of course, on Lamar to see if he shows. Here's head coach Jesse Minter addressing that at the owners' meeting in Phoenix.
We're excited about the offseason program. I know Lamar's excited. I think he is excited about some of the changes. We've had a lot of good connection points. But, you know, the offseason program is voluntary. We're excited to get a chance to work with all the guys, whoever wants to show up. We feel confident that a lot of guys will be there.
We've said it before and we'll say it again. No, don't qualify it. Don't let them off the hook. The $50 million man could and should show up. If your quarterback doesn't show, then who should? And finally, body cam footage released yesterday of Tiger Woods' arrest, showing the five-time Masters champion claiming he just got off the phone with the quote-unquote president. It wasn't clear if Woods was referring to President Trump. The president's former daughter-in-law, Vanessa Trump, is dating Tiger Woods. Coming up in 30 minutes, a heartfelt thank you to a Baltimore broadcasting legend. And that is Stein on Sports.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
WCBM News Time 10:07. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures starting off cool for your Friday morning. Foggy and misty conditions as well. Do expect the sun to break out a little bit later today in warmer numbers with highs in the upper 70s. Breezy to windy conditions as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
55 degrees in Boley's Quarters, 55 in Pikesville, and 53 in Joppatown. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Good Friday. Again, I hope all of you have a blessed and safe Easter weekend. And don't forget to get out there and enjoy the weather. It's supposed to be really nice tomorrow. So make some plans or even just, you know, go outdoors, touch some grass. You know what I mean? Happy Friday to all of you. Of course, in the first hour, we're talking about Pam Bondi being out. I do have some more text messages coming in, and we'll get back to those for sure. I have to say, I was listening to the sports report there with Gary Stein. I agree with him. I don't know if you guys heard it, but, I mean, is Lamar Jackson really considering not coming to training camp? I mean, at this point, I mean, the Ravens should be doing everything they possibly can, including Lamar Jackson. And he also mentioned the Tiger Woods body cam footage that has been released. We'll get to that at 10:35 a.m., so stay right there. Right now, I do want to talk a little bit about what's going on in Iran. We heard President Trump address the entire world, not just the nation. And basically, in my view, I think he was saying, look, we're not going to pull out until we get the job done. And I was happy to hear that, because I think we've been talking for a couple weeks now on what this really looks like on the ground. And as I told you, I'm never going to pretend to know anything about military operations or anything about, you know, what is going on there on the ground in Iran. I'm going to rely on those that do have a clue. Right now, I'm happy to be joined by Steve Whistler. Don't forget, he is a candidate in District 5. But real quick, I just want to tell you, Steve Whistler grew up in Pennsylvania, born in Pennsylvania, grew up in South Florida after his father left the Army. Steve joined the Navy to be a Persian Farsi linguist and moved to Maryland in 1988 to serve at Fort Meade. He bought his first home in Catonsville in 1993, retired from the Navy in 2006, and moved to Carroll County in 2014. He's also on the line with us this Good Friday. Good morning, Steve Whistler. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Good Friday to you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no. Thanks for coming on and kind of explaining to us what's going on. So you served as a linguist in the Navy, and I think this brings a different perspective. It gives us a broader view on what's to come. And then, of course, you know, Steve, a lot of people are wondering, you know, you hear from President Trump that, you know, all this could be wrapped up in 2 or 3 weeks. And many people are wondering, is that realistic? And we're also wondering, you know, what is the end goal here? And then possibly if you could give us a little background on what you did there in Iran.
Yeah, sure. So I think, you know, according to the president, the end goal really is to neutralize the threat that Iran poses to not just the United States and its interests, but even its neighbors. But my 20 years in the Navy, targeting and following Iran and helping our military forces stay safe in that region, it's really been a tremendous experience for me. And in some respects, you know, we're training and following and preparing for things like we're seeing today. And you know, of course, I didn't get to do that, right? I'm here, but I'm just praying for the safety and security of our military forces there as they execute their mission and help make our country safer and our allies safer around the world.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are many people, Steve, that are very upset, and look, rightfully so, about the raising oil prices. But then at the same time, you hear that, or the gas prices, I should say, you hear that the oil shouldn't really affect us much, but yet we're looking at, I think the national average right now is $4.05. If we have so much oil, as President Trump pointed out, in his speech just 2 nights ago, why are our gas prices rising so high?
Yeah, I, again, being a student of economics myself, I gas prices are rising simply because of supply and demand. Because, again, you have a large portion of the world's oil does come from that region. We don't get a lot of it. I think we get a very small fraction of our oil from the Middle East today as far as the Strait of Hormuz. But you're seeing a supply and demand issue, but honestly, if you look at the gas prices today, they're still lower, much lower than what we saw in the previous presidential administration. But I'm sure that as soon as we get this issue cleaned up and cleared out, you know, prices will come back down and stabilize.
Yeah. Well, so, of course, the question of the day yesterday was, you know, whether or not the listeners are satisfied with what they currently see in Iran. And, of course, with President Trump's message, you know, with your experience, again, we're speaking to Steve Whistler running in Carroll County's District 5. In your experience, Steve, do you think we're headed in the right direction? Does this make sense to you? I know there's lots of talk about the uranium and possibly going after it. What are your thoughts there?
Well, first of all, I do think we're going in the right direction. Folks just don't really have a lot of information about Iran, and they don't know its history. But at one time, you know, Iran used to have a very close relationship with Israel. Folks don't realize that Iran was the second country behind Turkey, from a Muslim perspective, to recognize the nation of Iran. During the 40s and 50s, Israel and Iran had a very, very close relationship with regards to trading and oil. Israel helped build a lot of the oil industry that you see in Iran today. They were very, very active in construction and engineering. And of course, all of that fell apart when the Islamic Revolution took hold in 1979. But I think Iran could be, again, a close ally of the United States like they were between the 40s and the 70s. And it could be a good thing from the standpoint of our national security, because Iran has just created so much tension and strife. I mean, they're the world's number one exporter of terrorism. And so with that threat removed from the world stage, I think the world would be a much safer place with an Iran that doesn't have nuclear weapons or even the prospect of developing one.
Yeah, I think we all could agree on that one. Another question that was brought up, Steve, was whether or not, you know, those in NATO are really, truly our allies. I wanted to kind of get your thoughts on that, because there were a lot of people that actually called in the show and texted in as well that believed that possibly it's time to leave NATO. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know if I would be very quick to leave NATO. Again, NATO has been not just a very instrumental thing in stopping the flow of communism and the spread of communism, but we have deep intelligence collection and sharing relationships with our members of NATO. And my concern is that if we left NATO, that might damage those relationships we have with intelligence collection and sharing. You know, the United States intelligence apparatus is the finest in the world, make no mistake about it. But we do rely extensively on our NATO partners, you know, for those intelligence collection sites, for that intelligence analysis. And I'm a little worried about what our intelligence gathering capabilities would be if we didn't have a close relationship with NATO. But I most certainly understand the president's position on, you know, our NATO allies do need to step up and contribute more financially. They do need to be there for us, just like we would be there for them if they had an issue going on in their part of the world like we have today.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Again, we're speaking to Steve Whistler out of Carroll County, running in District 5. And Steve, while I have you, you know, we haven't spoke to you since the new poll numbers have dropped for Governor Wes Moore. Obviously, you're running for a House seat there in Annapolis. He has slipped in the polls, and he's also been booed on opening day. And there are a lot of people questioning his integrity, his honesty, and his ability to lead the state of Maryland. I wanted to get your initial reaction when you saw that he has slipped so far in the polls, and even amongst Democrats.
Yeah, listen, Governor Moore, no doubt, is a charismatic individual. He is a master at, you know, smiling and making somebody feel at ease in a room. But I think folks are really starting to see the person behind the facade. And, you know, the Moore administration has just really acted ineptly as it relates to handling Maryland. You know, the governor needs to stay in Maryland, not go out and try to run for president. We have had many, many cabinets and departments under the Moore administration just do things financially that are just not ethical. Audit after audit after audit shows the improper things going on in the government. And many of us question actually who's running our government in the state of Maryland. But, you know, for me personally, being a military man, I'm still a little upset about him claiming to have a Bronze Star for so many years when he didn't. Again, I think a lot of people are starting to really question whether or not things that our governor says are true, honest, and forthright. And people are tired of paying extremely high prices for energy, for BGE bills. They're very, very tired of seeing policies and laws coming out of Annapolis that directly affects prices going up, all the regulations and requirements. And I think people are finally starting to see just how well they had it during the Hogan administration and just how things are now.
Yeah, again, we're speaking to Steve Whistler. Steve, you know, you had a lot of drama in the recent weeks there in District 5. And, of course, I guess that includes Frederick County and also Carroll County with the current delegate, Eric Boucher. It seems that he has not decided to resign at all. I did receive a couple emails myself from Delegate Boucher. He said his chief staff would send me more, showing that he did say that he was protesting before the Maryland Matters article dropped outlining his protest. I haven't received it yet. I just wanted to kind of get your thoughts again on this. I mean, there are many people wondering, you know, are Republicans truly so much so in the minority that their votes don't matter there in Annapolis? What are your thoughts?
I totally disagree with that statement. We, you know, we matter down there. We have a lot of hardworking Republicans that are working aggressively to make really terrible bills not so terrible, offering amendments to, you know, take their districts out of the equation as it relates to some of these crazy policies coming out of Annapolis. You know, you have warriors down there exposing things like tampons for Timmy and, you know, some of the crazy policies and ideas coming from the far left. We need to be down there. And again, I've urged Eric to get down there and represent and be there every day. I understand what he's doing. I personally would never do that. I need to be down there every day if and when I'm elected to represent the 5th District. And I don't think it's out yet, but you're going to see something introduced in the Maryland legislature here probably today or later on this afternoon that will really put Eric on notice and that he really needs to get down there. So, again, I think you'll see breaking news this afternoon about legislation coming in to hold him accountable for not being there. But also, you know, he's not the only one. I mean, we have a couple of other delegates on the Democrat side not showing up for work down there. So the legislature really needs to probably address this and put some firm standards on ensuring that those are drawing pay to be a delegate or a senator, that they're there. I mean, they're drawing not just pay, about $56,000 a year, but they're also drawing, you know, mileage and meal stipends. And the taxpayers are paying for them to be there, and they need to be there and work.
Indeed. Well, Steve Whistler, I appreciate you joining us today. I got it real quick here. I got a text from John. He says, "Dear Kim, ask if we should send in missionaries when military operations end in Iran." What do you think about that one, Steve?
Missionaries? Sure. Listen, you know, religion has been a really crazy thing there in Iran. If you go back and look at the history, Iran has a very storied history of communism and Marxism conflicting with various elements of the Muslim religion. The vast majority of Iranians, they are forced to live, you know, under the Sharia law. And if you look at Iran before the 1979 revolution, they were a very secular country, a lot of Western wear, a lot of Western ideals. And I hope Iran returns to that because, again, we need an ally out there in that part of the world, and we need an Iran that's productive and cooperative with its neighbors and not the world's largest sponsor of terrorism.
All right. Well, Steve Whistler running in District 5 there in Carroll and Frederick County. Steve, before you go, how can they follow you and where can they donate?
Well, you can always follow me at whistlerfordelegate.com. Again, that's the number 4, whistlerfordelegate.com. Again, we're taking on a lot of support and help. Yesterday, we picked up the endorsement from our Fraternal Order Police Lodge 20 in Carroll County. So I'm really honored to get the endorsement and support of the brave men and women of law enforcement in our county. And I'm looking forward to going down there and being a part of the group that brings sanity back to the Annapolis legislature.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, Steve. Thank you for giving us a perspective as well on Iran. I do appreciate that for sure. I hope you have a great Easter weekend and happy Good Friday to you and your family.
You too, and let's pray for our military people. Let's never forget them.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much. All right, that was Steve Whistler out of District 5. We get back. You can comment on the interview, and then also I do have some text messages to read. Also, I do want to just let you know, in case you missed it, Prince Harry. Brian, the producer, this might interest you. Prince Harry was spotted in Baltimore City. Yeah, I'll tell you where we get back.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Do you snore? Wake up exhausted? It could be sleep apnea. Join Dr. Wally for answers and real solutions. Dr. Wally on sleep apnea every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WCBM. Better sleep starts Sunday at 5.
AM 680, WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
I believe that leadership means actually having integrity and making sure that everyone feels welcomed. And I believe that making this country great means that there's a place for you too.
It's a small world after all. You're out of touch. I'm out.
The Rob Carson Show.
Donald Trump giving Iran every ultimatum, every opportunity to do what we asked them to do, to get out of the nuke business, to get out of the terror business, and every single time they stuck up their middle finger at us. And it took 2 months to get the ships and everything over there, and they gathered off the coast just like they did in Venezuela, and then they pulled the trigger, and then they started kicking butt. And on day one, Democrats started saying it was a disaster.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, again, thank you, Steve Whistler, out of District 5 there, which represents Carroll and Frederick County in Annapolis. And as you heard there, he said that he believes Delegate Eric Boucher should get back to work. I know there were some people that called in that live in that district that believe that they're fine with his protesting. So, like I said before, I don't live there. I just, you know, I'm actually, you know, giving my opinion on the matter. And as I mentioned, because I know Delegate Eric Boucher said his chief of staff was going to send me something outlining that he did announce this protest before he was, quote unquote, caught not there voting. And so I have not received that yet. But his email said that I should publicly apologize. Well, I can't publicly apologize until I have proof that it actually happened. So Delegate Boucher or anybody in his office, if you're listening, I am still waiting for that email. Send it on over. Also, question of the day, still there, WCBM.com. We're going to continue talking about this. Pam Bondi out as the AG. Question of the day is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Right now, 41% of you would like to see Trey Gowdy in that seat. 27% of you say other. We'll get to the other list here in a second. And then 24% of you say Lee Zeldin. 8% of you say Harmeet Dillon. Now, we were kind of keeping track here. We got a little bit of a list here. Ted Cruz, Mark Levin, Matt Gaetz, Alina Hava, Judge Pirro, and Joe DeGovit. What did he say? I got to go back. Gary in Kingsville. Why are you making me do all this extra work on a Friday? Joseph DeGenova. Yes, he is a commentator on Newsmax. And you know what? You know, Gary, you were asking if he... DeGenova. Thank you so much, Brian. You were asking whether or not he was still on Fox News. It looks like he's under contract at Newsmax. So that's why he hasn't been on Fox lately. But that's our list that we're compiling here for next AG. I do have a text here from Susan. She says, good morning, Kim. Bless Good Friday to you. I'm a big no on Trey Gowdy. He is no different than the Carroll County reps that are not showing up in Annapolis. A big no on Matt Gaetz. Too much baggage. Alina Hava has been moved around a lot. Number one for me would be Judge Jeanine Pirro. Number two, Harmeet Dillon. Number three, Mark Levin. Have a wonderful Easter. Susan in Westminster. Susan, you have a wonderful Easter as well. Let's see. Again, you can weigh in at any time on this one. I did want to tell you guys that Prince Harry, in case you missed it, he was spotted. Yes, the Duke of Sussex was spotted at a restaurant this week in Baltimore. Yes, I don't know what he was doing here. It's a very liberal city, so I can only imagine. Cindy Wolf, the owner of Charleston, posted a picture with Harry on her Instagram page this week. Now, Meghan Is that her name? What's his? Meghan Markle. Yes, she was not with him at the time. But they have children, so who knows? He could be here on business. It says Prince Harry was in the area of the International Association of Privacy Professionals Global Summit in AI, an artificial intelligence governance, cybersecurity law, and privacy event in Washington, D.C. Now, if you're in Washington, D.C., would you be coming to Baltimore to go out to eat? That's a big hell no for me. I would stay in D.C. I would stay right down there. But everybody's different. You know, I just want to let you guys know, though, Prince Harry wasn't down. I got Jim in Lutherville. Jim, who do you think should be the next AG?
Well, I would say either Tom Fitton or Lee Zeldin would be good. I actually talked to Joe DiGenova back in Trump's first term, and I asked him, why don't you want to be Attorney General? And, you know, it was very controversial time. Said, well, to be honest with you, Jim, I'd rather sit in the peanut gallery and just watch rather than be dodging arrows every 5 minutes. And he's a lot older now. He was old then. So, I mean, he knows his stuff, but I think he's past his prime. And,
yeah.
Definitely not Trey Gowdy. Trey Gowdy is a big talker, but he's not a doer.
Yeah. Well, Jim, I'm coming up on a break here, but your vote's for Tom Fitton, right?
I'd say probably the best, Tom Fitton or Lee Zeldin. I'm also running for state senate in District 11. You should know that.
All right. We'll go catch up with you. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Healthcare, manufacturing, and construction led the way as America's employers added 178,000 jobs last month. It was a surprisingly strong showing for the job market. The help wanted sign is out at the Department of Justice now that President Trump has fired Attorney General Bondi. Choosing an interim successor, the president has not yet named a permanent replacement for Bondi. War Secretary Hegseth has fired Army Chief of Staff General Randy George, a couple of other generals as well. A U.S. attack on a major suspension bridge in Iran has left 8 people dead, according to Iranian state media. Iran, meanwhile, has attacked targets in Israel, Kuwait, and Bahrain. And NASA's Artemis II lunar mission continues unfolding exactly as planned. Wall Street closed in observance of Good Friday. This is SRN News.
Hi, I'm Attorney Michael Friedman, and we're proud to once again be named one of the 10 best attorneys by the prestigious American Institute of Personal Injury Attorneys. There are many factors that result in such high marks, and here are a few. We don't settle cases just to move things along. If we're not satisfied with an offer, we'll go to court to get it, whether it's a $10,000 case or $2 million. If a client's vehicle has been damaged in a motor vehicle accident, we'll assist in the repair, obtain a car rental if needed, and even negotiate a total loss settlement, all with no fee. We have a 24-hour live answering service. Thus, a client receives an immediate callback, evenings or weekends. During work hours, clients always speak to a live, knowledgeable person. No push 23 to leave a message. And most important, we believe that we get top dollar for our clients. So, if you or a loved one has been seriously injured by the negligence of another, please call us at 410-363-6848 for a free consultation. And there's never a fee if no recovery. The Law Offices of Michael Friedman, serving the Mid-Atlantic region for over 35 years.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A couple things we learned about the Orioles in week one. Pete Alonso and Taylor Ward are worth the money. The pair combining for 15 hits and 47 trips, a homer and 6 driven in, as the Birds go 3-3 on the opening homestand. Also learning that manager Craig Albernaz, with Jordan Westberg now on the 60-day injured list, satisfied with Kobe Mayo at third.
Mayo's been looking good at third. He's been putting in great work ever since spring training up until this point. We feel very comfortable at third base.
Mayo, though, a bit of a slow start at the bat. Only 2-for-17, both hits coming in the 8-6 series-clinching win over Minnesota. Questions surrounding Derrick Henry and the Ravens' running game for the upcoming season. What will it look like without Tyler Linderbaum and Patrick Ricard in front of him? Head coach Jesse Minter not quite ready yet to give us the details.
So excited about Derrick, having a running back like that, getting downhill, running the football, being able to control the clock, being able to control the offense through the running game, I think is very powerful.
How about a shout-out this morning to a far-out Ravens fan?
Good roll pitch.
Roger, roll pitch.
That's how it sounded when NASA was sending off spaceship Artemis II on its mission around the moon. The ship's commander is longtime Ravens fan Reed Wiseman, who grew up in Baltimore. Wiseman leading the first crewed lunar flight since Apollo 17's moon landing mission in 1972. And if all goes well, we'll set a record for the farthest distance ever traveled from Earth, 252,000 miles. And finally, a heartfelt thank you to a Baltimore broadcasting great.
With 57 seconds left in Cleveland, the Hayes and the Bars!
Longtime Ravens radio play-by-play broadcaster Jerry Sandusky announcing his retirement on Wednesday. 42 years in the business, 38 in Baltimore. One of the first local broadcasters who extended his hand and gave this broadcaster time of day after moving here from Miami. Coming up in 30 minutes, will Lamar show up? And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Amanda Young, gerontologist and CEO of Wesley Secure Care. And one thing I hear all the time is, I'm healthy. I'll never need long-term care. The truth is, planning early keeps you independent longer, and we make it simple. So before you tell me you'll never need help, let's at least make sure that's a choice and not a surprise. Learn more about how Wesley Secure Care can help you plan smart and stay at home. Visit WesleySecureCare.org today.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off foggy and misty for your Friday morning, heading toward the afternoon. We do expect those clouds to break up a bit and temperatures that will be warmer, highs in the mid to upper 70s, even a few lower 80s, as will be breezy to windy later in the afternoon. Staying warm on Saturday and another weather maker bringing some rain for Easter Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you've been hurt because someone else was careless, you deserve answers and, of course, compensation. I'm JB the Ouch Guy, and with me, you pay nothing unless we win your case. No upfront fees, no risk, just results. Call 877-OUCH-911 today. Ouch Guy is on your side. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
Hair volume from New Nordic will make your hair look thick and healthy. Hair volume is available online at Amazon and NewNordicUSA.com or in the hair care aisle at your local CVS.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Happy Good Friday. You know, the big news of the day is dominating not just, the show here at WCBM, which I'm fine with because I've been waiting for this day, but even on social media, Pam Bondi is out as AG, and now we're trying to find a replacement. That's what we're doing here today. But we are weighing in on this, of course, all throughout the show. In just a little bit, we are going to get to a couple of the local stories, but I've got a good friend on the line with me. He actually worked with Pam Bondi, and so I thought, you know what, let's get Roddy Wittstad on the line and get his perspective. Good morning, Roddy. How are you?
Hi, Kim. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Look, you got all this news. I'm sure your phone is blowing up this morning. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us. I mean, are you surprised at this news? And then, of course, you know, what was it like to work with Pam Bondi?
Yeah, so, surprised in a little bit, but not super surprised. So, my take on Pam and the AG role is she's exhausting. I mean, I can't imagine, we all know that President Trump is a superstar and, you know, needs very little sleep, unlike the former president who probably slept, 17 hours a day. Trump probably sleeps 3 or 4 hours a day, but that job as AG is just daunting. And, I guess you and I don't see Pam in the same light, which is fine. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about our Republican Party is that we all can have differences of opinion when it comes to people and policies, whereas, you go against the grain of the Democrat Party and all of a sudden, you're treated like John Fetterman in Pennsylvania. So, but I just think she's probably exhausted and said, I need a break. and let's get somebody fresh in here. That's my guess. I don't know that. I haven't spoken with her, but that's my guess. You know, I have worked with Pam. I do. She is not a quote unquote friend of mine. I consider her a colleague. So I met Pam during the 2020 post-election legal procedures. I was on Rudy's litigation team. I was I had Pennsylvania and Georgia were my two states. And Pam came in, and she kind of assumed the chief of staff type of role. So she was, like, you know, my immediate boss. And then, of course, you know, Rudy was running the show. And let me tell you something about Rudy real quick, and I think I've said this before. That guy was amazing. And, you know, and I was very critical of Rudy going into it. But to see that man at his age be able to multitask on really complex legal issues was just amazing. But so was Pam. She is incredibly bright. She is a fighter like I've never seen. Like, she doesn't take shit. She doesn't take stuff from anybody. She is tough. And I think that she just saw that she's probably tired and she's taken a lot of flack, especially on these Epstein, you know, file issues. And it was just time for her to move on to something else. I think the president probably still respects her greatly. I don't think we're going to see a big surprise like we did with, you know, Christie, which, I mean, how in the world that issue was overlooked with Christie Noem is, you know, beyond me. You know, I don't get it. But Pam is a fighter. I think she's still going to be involved, just not as AG. And, you know, I'm personally kind of sad to see her go because I liked having somebody at that level that I could, you know, communicate with if I had to. I never did pull that favor, so to speak. People have asked me to, but, you know, there wasn't anyone, you know, who had a special enough case for me to go all the way up to the top like that.
Right.
So that's my take on Pam Bondi. I think she'll be in a much happier place.
Well, Roddy, I will say, because, you know, a lot of people feel this way, including myself, and I feel as though you're, I think, you know, I said that it seemed to me that she was overwhelmed, but I think a lot of what she had going on was self-inflicted. I mean, you know, you saw her with the binders at the White House, handing them out to the influencers, and she's telling everybody she's got all these files on her desk. There's files, you know, in a truck coming from New York. I mean, I do feel as though some of this was brought on herself, and I don't know if she was trying to distract or she was told to distract people or she was just, you know, wanting to get attention at the time. I don't know what to make of it.
I think she was being lied to. So you got to understand the Department of Justice. And, you know, it's part of that D.C. swamp. There are people in the Department of Justice who, frankly, you know, hate the president. You know, I'm not going to say who this was, but I told you on a text message I was in PT, and I spoke with this very important person the other day who I had no idea what his politics were, and I was frankly shocked at what the response that I got back from him was. And I was talking about a very benign issue, and this guy just turned it onto Trump, and I was like, okay, whoa, like, that's not what I was talking about, but it's indicative of the type of mindset that is still present in, you know, the DOJ. And, you know, all these files, so to speak, were up in the Southern District of New York, okay? We had Comey's, you know, daughter up there. I mean, you know, the fact that we have people like that in the Department of Justice who cannot act in a political way. We know that they withheld files. We know that the Southern District withheld files from her, okay, at the very beginning. Because, yes, she did come out and say, you know, I've got the files on my desk. Well, it turns out that wasn't all of them. They were hiding them in New York. And thank God we got them out of the Southern District of New York. But that place, you know, there's just too many people in the DOJ who want to see people fail. And that's not their job. My gosh. I mean, you know me, I'm a hardcore Republican. If I was somehow in the Department of Justice working under President Biden, I think that I've got the brain power to act in a non-prejudicial way. That's the way I would approach the job. You know, I've been trained as a lawyer. Judges are supposed to be non-prejudicial. We're just full of these, you know, these people who cannot put politics aside and make a decision. And my guess is that she was lied to early on about these files. And, you know, she unfortunately went out and made public statements about them and then found out that they weren't true. And that's, you know, this thing is huge. Yeah. So, you know, this Epstein thing is just, it's just enormous. And, you know,
Well,
and I wanted to touch on this other thing is, you know, after the death of Charlie Kirk, you've seen it. The world has turned upside down in the Republican Party. I mean, people are, they're driving themselves nuts, and then you have these guys like Joe Kent come out, you know, and, you know, they took an oath to, you know, they got top secret clearance, and then he resigns and goes immediately out onto the talk circuit and starts blabbing his mouth. You know, like, what is going on with this? You know, there's too many people who are just consumed with whatever happened surrounding Charlie Kirk's death.
Yeah.
And, you know, now we hear all this anti-Semitic rhetoric that's just, it's just awful.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I'm getting off.
Roddy, I got to jump here, but I appreciate you calling in and, you know, giving us some perspective there. And I will take that in. Maybe I'll think about whether or not, you know, I guess there could be a chance there that she was lied to. But thank you so much for calling in. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Kim. Have a great evening.
You too. Again, that was Roddy Wistat. And, you know, he worked with Pam. And he believes that the D.C. swamp is hard to battle. I get that. But even, here's the thing, too. I would think that she's smart enough to know that she could possibly be lied to, right? Or wouldn't you take a little precaution instead of jumping out there on Fox News saying, I got this, I got that, and this is on its way? You got to be, I guess, smart in that moment and not to jump. You know, look, a lot of people were demanding answers with the Epstein files. I don't know. I just personally, I want to see somebody in that position that can get the job done. I've got Gary in Catonsville. You've been waiting on the line patiently. Thank you so much for doing so. What are your thoughts here on Pam Bondi?
Hi, can you hear me okay? Because I'm outdoors.
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah. Before I get to the Pam Bondi situation, I assume you heard the other day that pastor who works for Donald Trump said she compared him to Jesus.
I did not hear anything about that. No, I did not.
Okay, yeah, she compared him to Jesus. So I was just thinking, you know, considering today is Good Friday, then if that's true, I guess today's our lucky day, huh?
Okay. All right. Well, okay. He waited on all that time for that. That was interesting. Well, happy Good Friday to you, Gary. And I just wanted to just go here to the local news, if I could. I know I said I got Tiger Woods news for you. Well, you know what? We'll do Tiger Woods first. I just wanted to get into this just a bit. I just have a small clip here. And that's because, honestly, I feel bad for the guy. But at the same time, you know, watching the body cam footage, in case you missed it, Tiger Woods rolled his vehicle again there in Jupiter, Florida. And he was arrested, and he was charged, and he's pleading not guilty. And so many people are assuming that he was driving under the influence of possibly pills. And he's had some surgeries. Obviously, we know that. And I do think this is, you know, a moment where he's struggling, obviously, with some kind of addiction. And this isn't the first time that he's rolled his car. Well, now the body cam footage has dropped. And Tiger Woods, you might have heard Gary Stein talking about it during the breaks there with our sports report. But, you know, he walks away from police and then walks back and tells police that he was talking to the president. Now, don't forget, Tiger Woods is dating, I hope she broke up with him after all this, but dating Vanessa Trump, who used to be married to Donald Trump Jr., and they have, I believe it's four kids together. It's either four or five kids together. And so that's why also there's a huge spotlight on what's going on. But take a listen to the body cam footage of Tiger Woods. And also, this is the moment where he's kind of walking away and making the phone call.
Mr. Woods. Mr. Woods. Come on. Mr. Woods. Get you to hang out down here with us, please.
Thank you so much. All right. You got it. All right. Thank you. Bye. Say again?
I'll just keep you down here with us, please.
Yeah, I was just talking to the president. I'm trying to get away from those guys.
All right. Tiger Woods. I was just talking to the president. All right. In Jupiter, Florida, if you guys are familiar with Jupiter, Florida, it's a toss-up on whether or not you're probably going to get a Trump-supporting cop. Jupiter has some areas that are not so conservative. You know, same thing in Palm Beach, really. So I don't know if Tiger Woods was throwing that out there because he thought that would help. I don't know what he would want. Hey, look, we can't confirm that he was actually talking to the president. It's just when the cop was walking up to that, it was kind of like a slope or a hill there where he was walking away from the cops. And the cop tells him to get back. And he is on the phone with someone. You could hear that he's on the phone with someone, but you cannot hear, obviously, who it is. And he basically, on the phone, was like, uh-huh, thank you, okay, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, I don't know what he would expect President Trump to do in this situation, if it was, in fact, President Trump. I don't know. I mean, this is not the first time that he's rolled his car. It's not the first time that he got a DUI. I just look at this and just kind of, you know, saddened by what we see in the world of substance abuse, especially after someone has surgery or goes to see a doctor or what have you. And I wish that we lived in a world where, you know, stuff like this couldn't happen. But it does happen. And, you know, I know there are a lot of people that are poking fun at Tiger Woods right now on Instagram. They're doing fake videos of, you know, them rolling their golf carts and stuff like that. And I just don't think it's a laughing matter. You know, I laugh all the time at stuff all the time. And it's okay, you know, if you do think it is a laughing matter. But there's obviously something very wrong here. And you probably heard the report that Secret Service has already told Tiger Woods that he cannot have Vanessa Trump's kids in the car with him when he's driving, which I would think is a call that was also approved and may have come from President Trump himself, because he understands, you know, kind of the situation. But I just wanted to say, you know, Tiger Woods, possibly the best golfer in my lifetime. And I'm not so certain he's going to be remembered for being such an amazing golfer. I think that's going to be one of the things. But I made a short list here because, you know, now, sadly, when I think of Tiger Woods, I think of rolling the cars in Florida and then also in California. I think of the awful cheating scandal, where his ex-wife put a golf club through his windshield. And then you had all these women that came forward saying that they were involved with him in some way or some form. And then, of course, I think of now this body cam footage and the police video of him in the police cruiser, you know, kind of like nodding out and he's like hiccuping and all this other stuff. And it just, you know, I guess check on your loved ones, because you just never know what they're dealing with or what they're struggling with. And, you know, I don't know why Tiger pled not guilty. He did, just so you know, he did check himself apparently into some kind of rehab. And he did make a statement about it. But, you know, we'll send some prayers his way and hopefully things get better. But I don't know what the media is going to try to turn this into with the whole, I was just calling the president situation. But of course, you have some on the left that have been kind of pouncing on this, like, oh, he rolls his car, you know, he hits another car. And then all of a sudden he's calling the president to kind of get him out of it. And they're like, you know, this is Trump's circle. This is, you know, but I don't look at it that way, especially since they had already taken actions. The fact that he was not allowed to drive around anyone with the last name Trump. So they were familiar. All right, coming up next, I'll get to some more of your text messages. Also go back to the question of the day. And who do you have as the next AG pick? And then I told you I wanted to spend just a little bit of time talking about the good cause evictions, House Bill 744, because I don't think I did it justice yesterday. And then, of course, we've got to get into the huge discussion of dirt bikes in Baltimore City, because they are back.
Man, awnings are better. They are
Cyborg of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If fear has kept you from the dentist, the Smile Design Center is the place to go. We have a little purple pill. You'll relax and have little to no memory of your visit. Just a healthy new smile. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
Previously on Casey and Company.
The Maryland power bill crisis, I think, is a Achilles heel for the Democrats. What Democrats are saying is a climate emergency. We all know it is not a climate crisis. This is what they use to gain control and power over you.
Start your morning with Maryland's Wake Up Call. Casey and Company, weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
All right. Again, prayers for Tiger Woods. Let's hope he gets through this. He's got also kids. You know, his son's really good at golf as well. And I think, honestly, have you ever seen Brian, the producer, his son and his daughter? They're so good looking. So adorable. But I think they look more like the wife a little bit. And you know what? His daughter, apparently, also really great at golf. So, you know what? They need their dad. Let's send some prayers. Let's send some prayers his way. You know who also has been asking me a lot about substance abuse deaths? My daughter, Olivia. Yes, Olivia Ann Klasick. That one. She keeps asking me about Michael Jackson and the way that he died. And apparently, there's this YouTube video that's going around, and even on kids' YouTube, because she doesn't have regular YouTube. She has kids' YouTube, but there's this video going around. I don't know how she saw this. I got to go back and check her parental codes on the tablet, because I was like, wait a minute, why would this be on kids' YouTube? But she keeps asking me almost every day. She asked me why was Michael Jackson addicted to pills? And I said, okay, well, I don't know, number one. Number two, you're 9 years old, okay? And unfortunately, some people do deal with substance abuse. I know that Michael Jackson had a few surgeries himself, and, you know, who knows how bad the pain was. But these are things that, you know, hopefully nobody you know ever have to deal with. And then the next day, she asked me, why did his doctor give him more? And I said, look, Olivia, I was not there, okay? Because apparently in this YouTube video, it also states that the doctor went to jail. So she's got all these questions now about substance abuse. And, of course, she's figured out what's going on at the corner of Middle River and Compass Road, that the gas station I tell you guys about. So now she's kind of wondering why those people have bad drugs on them and they're still out there. And Michael Jackson's doctor had bad drugs on him and he's in jail. I'm telling you, the mind of nine-year-olds today. And so she's kind of like beating around the bush, but I see where she's getting at. And you know, the only thing I can tell her is I was not there. I do not know. But let's just make sure we all know that drugs are bad. Okay. But she now has all these questions. I gotta check her parental controls on that tablet. Why would that even be in a kid video? The death of Michael Jackson. And then she comes to me. She goes, yeah, you know, he died in 2009. He was only 50 years old. He said, Daddy was older. I said, what? She does this all the time. And of course, she reminds me that I'm nearing 50 as well. I said, look, I got a little bit of time left, okay? Don't push me out the door. Anyways, again, Tiger Woods, we do pray for him and what he's dealing with. When we get back, we will talk about good cause evictions, House Bill 744. We will also talk about the police-involved shooting in Upton. Of course, you know what? Here's the thing. I see so many of these videos going around social media, and I will say I'm so happy and relieved. After the death of George Floyd and Freddie Gray, there are more and more black people that are watching these videos of the police-involved shootings and saying, justified. Don't even think about rioting. Don't even think about protesting. Well, that's what black people are saying right now with the police-involved shooting at Upton right here in Baltimore. So we'll get to that. And, of course, the dirt bikes, they have made their way back now that the weather's a little warmer. So we'll talk about them as well.
Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Healthcare, manufacturing, and construction led the way as America's employers added 178,000 jobs last month, a surprisingly strong showing for the job market.
The Labor Department reported Friday that hiring marked a rebound from the loss of 133,000 jobs in February. The job gains were about three times what economists had forecast. The unemployment rate was down from 4.4% in February. That's partly because the labor force, those working and looking for work, dropped by 396,000 in March, so fewer people were competing for jobs. Factories added 15,000 jobs last month and construction companies 26,000, probably because of warmer weather last month. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The help wanted sign is out at the Department of Justice now that President Trump has fired Attorney General Pam Bondi. Choosing an interim successor, the president has not yet named a permanent replacement for Bondi.
The news follows months of scrutiny over the Justice Department's handling of files related to the Jeffrey Epstein case. Trump has named Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche as acting attorney general. Three people familiar with the matter say he has privately discussed Environmental Protection Agency head Lee Zeldin as a permanent pick. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Secretary of War Hegseth has dismissed Army Chief of Staff General Randy George, along with two other generals. A U.S. attack on a major suspension bridge in Iran has left eight people dead, according to Iranian state media. Iran, meanwhile, has attacked targets in Israel, Kuwait, and Bahrain. Iran State TV claims an American fighter pilot has ejected from an aircraft over southwest Iran. There's been no confirmation of this from the White House or the Pentagon. NASA's Artemis II lunar mission continues unfolding as planned. The four astronauts have exited Earth's orbit. They're now on their way to the moon. No action on Wall Street today. The market's closed for Good Friday. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30-plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The former president of Rising Sun Junior Football League and Cheer LLC is accused of stealing money from the organization. 32-year-old Eric Starkey of Hampstead is facing charges for the theft of more than $46,000, which he allegedly used to make personal mortgage and loan payments and buy items that included sex toys and lingerie. According to charging documents, Starkey is accused of stealing money from the league's bank account from August 2023 until August 2025. He resigned from the position around 2 weeks before police began to investigate the missing funds. And a section of Reisterstown Road is scheduled to be resurfaced beginning next week. The State Highway Administration says the $424,000 project will take place overnight on a 1.6-mile stretch of the roadway from Crossroads Drive and Village Queen Drive northwest to Painters Mill Road near the Wegmans Shopping Center. Crews will be working from 9 p.m. until 5 a.m. to replace the old asphalt and restripe the road with a goal of completing the project by late June. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Another opening day for the Birds today, this time as an opponent in Pittsburgh. And the O's come in today with a rested bullpen from the day off yesterday and the stellar work by Albert Suarez on Wednesday.
That was a huge 3 innings for us. I mean, his flight was at 6 a.m., 12:35 game. He was probably running on a little bit of adrenaline. But that was huge for us to shut it down, go 3 innings, and kind of reset the bullpen going into the off day. It was definitely needed. It was a huge outing for Al.
Craig Albernaz will send Kyle Bradish to the hill. Game time is 4:10 p.m. Ravens news, the team gearing up for the start of the offseason program on Monday. All eyes, of course, on Lamar to see if he shows. Here's head coach Jesse Minter addressing that at the owners' meeting in Phoenix.
We're excited about the offseason program. I know Lamar's excited. I think he is excited about some of the changes. We've had a lot of good connection points. But, you know, the offseason program is voluntary. We're excited to get a chance to work with all the guys, whoever wants to show up. We feel confident that a lot of guys will be there.
We've said it before and we'll say it again. No, don't qualify it. Don't let them off the hook. The $50 million man could and should show up. If your quarterback doesn't show, then who should? And finally, body cam footage released yesterday of Tiger Woods' arrest, showing the 5-time Masters champion claiming he just got off the phone with the quote-unquote president. It wasn't clear if Woods was referring to President Trump. The president's former daughter-in-law, Vanessa Trump, is dating Tiger Woods. Coming up in 30 minutes, a heartfelt thank you to a Baltimore broadcasting legend. And that is Stein on Sports.
The America Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The America Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The America Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center. Pavilion Center.
WCBM News Time 11:07. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We'll see breezy to windy conditions later this afternoon. A little bit more sunshine later in the day and highs in the upper 70s and even lower 80s. Even warmer numbers on Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
55 degrees in Bel Air, 57 in Edgemere, and 58 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com.
This hour is brought to you by Timco Heating and Cooling, trusted local experts keeping your home comfortable year-round.
Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Good Friday. The biggest story of the day, Pam Bondi is out. We're still talking about it. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? And we'll get to some more of your text messages here soon. And, of course, a question of the day. I just want to let people know that we did also speak to Steve Whistler. He's a candidate in District 5 in Carroll and Frederick County. And formerly a linguist in the Navy and giving us his insight on what's going on currently in Iran. Also, we did listen to the body cam footage, just a piece of it. Of Tiger Woods. That's who we were listening to before the break. His interaction there with the police and his claims that he was on the phone with the president. I've been waiting for like a True Social post, honestly, because you can't confirm it. You know, I mean, we don't really know if that really is the case. And we, you know, this is a guy that was under the influence. I mean, was he really on the phone? Was he really on the phone with the president? I don't know. I don't think anybody really knows, but I've been waiting for a True Social post to kind of put it all to bed. From President Trump. But as far as I know, he hasn't said anything. We also talked about Prince Harry. That's right. Prince Harry was spotted in Baltimore at the restaurant, the Charleston. Have you been there, Brian, the producer? I haven't either. I heard it's very fine dining and, you know, probably above what I can afford to spend per meal. But, you know, Prince Harry was in town and they said that he was at some kind of summit for artificial intelligence in Washington, D.C., and so somehow he ended up here in Baltimore going out to dinner. So anyways, I think that's pretty cool that he was in town. All right. I want to get into some of these other action items, you know, as they might say in the corporate world. Also, I do have a text here from Marty. He says, you know, Tiger Woods brought the game of elites to everyday people. Marty, actually, I agree with that. I think he absolutely did. And you know who's carrying that torch now? Bryson DeChambeau. Bryson DeChambeau is a phenomenon on social media, on Instagram, and especially on YouTube, his YouTube channel. I mean, I see those videos pop up all the time. But yeah, you've got some people that are really bringing it to a different level, and I think it's great. And so I give Tiger Woods props for that as well. I did want to talk about the police-involved shooting in Upton to start here. Now, we do have the police press conference afterwards. What you'll hear in this clip is Commissioner Worley talking about the victim here. But, you know, he was actually, from what I saw, and I saw the video, but he was rolling around wrestling with two police officers. And it's one of those situations where people are going to be upset about, you know, it being a police-involved shooting. But if you watch the video, again, you have Baltimore City Police giving this guy numerous chances to get his act together and comply. And he didn't do it. And I just saw that his sister is speaking out saying, oh, no, they shouldn't have shot him. But it's like, dude, even there are so many black Democrats in Baltimore City on social media today reacting to this video, especially on Facebook, by the way. And I saw it under the Baltimore Sun's page. And they're all saying, look, this is justified. They even used a taser on the guy. And he still didn't comply. Well, anyways, I want you to take a listen to Police Commissioner Worley. Again, this is the shooting that happened yesterday in Upton.
At about 12:13 p.m. today, Western District officers responded to a fight in the area of Wilson and Pennsylvania Avenue, where at least three people were fighting. Officers were able to view the fight on CCTV footage and alerted patrol officers that one of the individuals involved was walking with a knife on Pennsylvania Avenue. Western District officers responded. They attempted to stop the individual. He took off running. Following a brief foot pursuit, a struggle ensued. Officer attempted to take the suspect into custody. The suspect resisted, holding him into a satchel. He struggled with the officers over the satchel. One officer tased the suspect. The taser had no effect. The officer attempted to tase him again, at which time the individual grabbed the taser from the officer, had possession of the taser, also had possession of the satchel. Officer stepped back, fired one shot, striking the individual. Officers immediately rendered aid. Individual was taken to a local hospital where he's in critical but stable condition. Only one officer fired one shot. Located in the satchel was a handgun. The individual also had a knife on him. He'll be charged with the ag assault of the victim, and he'll be charged with resisting arrest.
And it is a pretty clear video. I mean, it's the video I saw, by the way, it wasn't from any of the surrounding buildings or the body cam, which I'm sure we'll see in the coming weeks. The video I saw was a cell phone video that somebody was taking there on the scene that was able to record a lot of it, honestly. And so there were so many people outside at this time. Pennsylvania Avenue, if you've ever been down there, and I've been down there, you know, I actually ran in that area when I ran for office. We were down there a lot. And as you heard there from Police Commissioner Worley, this is at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, you would think some of these people would be at work. But God forbid, right? This is the middle of the day. Well, anyways, there's, you know, tons of people out there. And they're struggling, they're wrestling around. And, you know, kind of looking at the video, it looks like they were over by that, the dollar store, the Dollar General there on Pennsylvania Avenue. If it kind of, you know, give you like a lay of the land if you know where some of those buildings are. But, you know, they're rolling around right there in that parking lot. And they're shouting out commands to this guy. He clearly has a knife on him. And they were already called over there because he was already threatening somebody else. So this is somebody that obviously was either out of his mind or he was intentional in trying to harm someone. So as you also heard there, the taser itself didn't actually work on the guy. And so what do you do in that situation? And in the video, you can see where they're kind of wrestling. Again, you've got to picture two cops and this guy. And one of the cops is, you know, standing above him and kind of behind him. He deployed the taser. Doesn't work. Doesn't even phase the guy, right? The guy that he's rolling with, the cop he's rolling with on the ground, you can see him reaching for his gun. You can see him reaching for the holster. You see it right there on the cell phone footage. Like I said, whoever took this video and posted it online, they should get a job. Speaking of which, I think a job opening for the governor in his media, his media department's open. The whoever took this video should apply to that job. Because they did great. They zoomed in, zoomed out. I mean, I thought I was watching TMZ or something, hidden camera. But they got everything on there. And this guy was totally in the wrong. Well, anyways, I can only imagine if this is going to blow up just a bit. Hopefully, you know, a Ben Crump or one of those guys takes a good look at that video and understands there's no case here. And hopefully, you know, of course, it's under investigation. This is what happens. It's, you know, being pushed back to the AG. You've got AG Anthony Brown, his office. They're going to come forward and tell us what their findings are. But it seems pretty cut and dry. It does. So, well, you know, I know his sister is upset. And maybe she said those things because she was upset, which we can understand. But it is very clear that this guy was in the wrong. So, anyways, I just wanted to bring that to you because you probably heard there were a lot of people talking about the police-involved shooting on Pennsylvania Avenue. It was big news yesterday. Also big news, but not really, because I think people don't understand how bad this is. And I actually spoke to Shariah Yousefi at her event a little bit about this last night. There's a bill in Annapolis that we thought was dead on arrival, but it was not. House Bill 744, as I mentioned earlier, has been resurrected from the dead. And I say that because these are one of those bills where they'll bring it back out and they'll try to push it through when they think nobody's watching. And that's what the Democrats have done. Now, Maryland Matters has the article on it. But I want to go, again, House Bill 744, if you want to look it up. But I want to go back to how WYPR talked about this bill. And this is where I really was able to get a good understanding on how ridiculous this bill is. Now, go back. It's called Good Cause Evictions. Now, you would think as a landlord, you could evict anybody that you do not want to rent to, right? Especially if they damage your property, if they're late on rent, say they're doing something crazy, like having more, individuals in the home than they're supposed to. You know, there's all kind of things, right? If you say no pets, you know, that tenant shouldn't be able to bring a pet in that, property. Well, here's what this bill outlines, okay? This is what's so crazy. The bill would allow local jurisdictions to pass, quote-unquote, good cause eviction protections. Laws which prevent landlords from deciding not to renew a lease unless they have a specific approved reason. Approved reasons include the tenant damaging property or breaking the law, the tenant habitually failing to pay rent, the landlord wanting to make significant renovations or repairs, or the landlord deciding to remove the property from the rental market for at least a year. The General Assembly has considered some form of good cause eviction protections for 14 years. Now, Zafar Shah, Advocacy Director of Housing Issues at Maryland Legal Aid, was explaining this to WYPR. Now, I don't know why they're even taking this on, but according to Senator Anthony Muse, I'm not very familiar with him, but he says each year in Maryland, over 5,000 tenants are evicted without being given any reason at all. The bill prevents corporate landlords from hiding behind multiple LLCs to avoid accountability. So he also goes on to say, he says, in particular, black and brown children are disproportionately affected by no cause evictions. So now you've got, if you were a landlord, now if you have a tenant that is not paying rent, or they are damaging your property, or there are too many people living in the home, for whatever reason, now you have to go and get it approved to give them an eviction notice. Why on earth are we doing this? Why are we handcuffing landlords more and more? And then on top of it, what do they always say? We have a housing crisis. Rent is too high. You know, it's like, well, you would think with all this, the regulations, the laws that you're trying to put in place, the landlord at the very least is trying to protect themselves. And, you know, I would think too, I mean, at this point, would you even want to rent in the state of Maryland? And then considering the squatters as well? I wouldn't. See, this is again, I just wanted to bring this up because this is, again, just those in Annapolis that have no idea about any of these things, right? I mean, a lot of those in Annapolis, you know, do not own property. We've talked about this. They don't have families. They don't have children. They're making these decisions based on, you know, just how they feel inside. Their vibes, you know, what they wanted to do that day, what gets their emotions going. That's what we have. We have people governing based on emotions. And I also just wanted to note, because, you know, this guy, he brings up, oh, it's affecting black and brown people. I'm so sick and tired of hearing that. Okay? You know, first and foremost, he'll tell us what? Most people on Section 8 or getting the vouchers or what have you that need assistance, most of those people, they'll tell us, are white, right? And percentage-wise, I guess you could say, yes, percentage-wise across the country, that is true. But then they also, when they want to talk about affordable housing and things like this, the thing they bring up is black and brown children all the time. But they don't want to, you know, it's like they use race when it's convenient. And so as I was sitting there last night listening to Shariah Yousefi, and she talked about, you know, speaking to somebody saying, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And that's, you know, many people know that quote. It's, you know, commonly used. But it just made me think for a second, you know, those in the black community, what, you know, what do we stand for? What do we stand for? Because I was thinking about this. Do we stand for the Constitution? We don't stand for the national anthem. I would wonder if we respect the Constitution. Do we respect the laws? I don't think we respect the laws. And I'm saying as a majority, not all of us. Many of us are different, especially that listen to the show and listen to WCBM in general. But you know, if you're looking at the majority of the black community, what does the majority of the black community stand for? Maybe that is why it's so easy to fall for, you know, the same old rhetoric of you're being oppressed based on your race, right? And you have a problem. The system's against you based on your race. Because what is it? What are your values? What do you stand for? I know my personal values and what I stand for and what I instill in my daughter, and a lot of that comes from my own parents. But it does make you wonder. We see all these juveniles running across the streets, you know, whether they're squeegeeing, whether they're in the dirt bike, you know, world or what have you. We'll get to that soon. But it's just like, you know, what do we stand for? I really would love to figure that out. Because, yes, we have a lot of homes where a lot of fathers are not in the home. The mothers don't, you know, raise these kids the way that they should be. But I was thinking about it. It's just like, you know, do we have a value system? You know, the people that we look at and we think, oh, they're doing a great job. Jasmine Crockett, right? Who she's playing this character of this ratchet ghetto girl. Right? This not speaking English is something that we seem to be fine with. The pandering, right? Ketanji Brown Jackson at the Supreme Court, not knowing what a woman is, refusing to define it because of, you know, the liberals around her tell her to. I just wonder. When we get back, I mean, I'll kind of wrap this up, but I just want to give you some food for thought here over the weekend, because to my friends in the black community, I'm really wondering, you know, for the majority, you know, of the community, where do we stand? We don't support the Second Amendment, right? I mean, well, where do we stand? We'll discuss when we get back.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition. Better eggs.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Again, we'll get back to Pam Bondi. Many of you still weighing in on the fact that she is no longer the AG. So we're trying to help fill that position to take that off of Donald Trump's plate. You know, we'll figure out who it should be. But I was asking before the break about, you know, the values and, you know, what we kind of stand for, especially in the black community. I don't know. Maybe that's part of the problem. I mean, it could be part of the problem. I mean, you know, when you go online and you look at, you know, of course, they hate me. They hate my guts, right? I talk about Trump. I talk about, you know, some of the things we discuss in the Republican Party, right? Public safety, you know, hard work, things like that, you know, nothing too out of the sorts, right? It's like I never talk about pro-life or anything like that. I don't go that far. I say all the time that I have, you know, gay friends in the gay community. Nothing, but But they hate my guts. We don't like you, Kim Klasick. You know, it's like, well, okay, that's fine. But what do you like? You know, because the people that I see celebrate the black community are people like, you know, Cardi B and, you know, those like Young Miami and, you know, twerking on, you know, rap videos. And then the men on top of it, you know, the rap culture, right? Selling drugs, F the police. And it's like, well, where are we going with this? You know, it's just sometimes you just watch and then you see people like Jasmine Crockett. I mean, she was like the fan favorite in the black community. And they were like, oh, you know, and then when she wasn't elected in the primary there for that U.S. Senate seat in Texas, I mean, you had so many black women online saying, oh, it's because of racism. And I'm thinking, what? I mean, have you looked? I mean, she has the time that she spent on Capitol Hill, she hasn't introduced any bills. Hasn't sponsored any bills, I should say. At her, you know, looking at her voting record, she votes against public safety. She votes against, you know, doing something in regards to illegal immigration. I mean, so it's just like, well, wait a minute. So what do you actually want? You just want somebody that is, you know, against the system because you think the system is racist? But if the system is so racist, how did Jasmine Crockett become a congresswoman? It can't be that racist, right? So it's just like, it doesn't make any sense. And I just wish that we could collectively, you know, I know that's not going to really happen. It doesn't happen in all communities. But when you look at other communities, even like, you know, my friends that are African immigrants, right? Look at the Nigerians. They value education. They value fathers being very involved with the children. You know, they value hard work. And then you look at the Asian community. Same thing. They value hard work. They value studying, right? Education. You know, you could say the same thing about the Jewish community. I guess I just wonder, you know, where are we headed? I mean, what do we value? That's a serious, genuine question, because I don't know. When I go to some of these pages on Instagram and such, where you see like a lot of black people across the country, there's the Shade Room and all these other pages. And it's like, you know, they're constantly talking about who's got the bigger butt, right? The butt surgeries. And all. It's like, wait. We got to be more than this, you know? It's got, come on. But you have grown adults that are just, you know, that's where their mind is. And it's just like, I hope there's something better. I really do. All right, coming up next, you know what's not going to get better? Looks like dirt bikes in Baltimore City. That's another thing. You know, Mayor Brandon Scott says it's part of black culture to have these dirt bikes weaving in and out of traffic. Well, on Tuesday night, there was actually a crash involving one of these dirt bikes. We'll talk about that more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Healthcare, manufacturing, and construction all led the way as America's employers added 178,000 jobs last month. It was a surprisingly strong showing for the job market. The unemployment rate fell a notch to 4.3%. The help wanted sign is out at the Department of Justice now that President Trump has fired Attorney General Pam Bondi. Choosing an interim successor, Mr. Trump has not yet named a permanent replacement for Bondi. Secretary of War Hegseth has dismissed Army Chief of Staff General Randy George, along with two other generals. U.S. attack on a major suspension bridge in Iran has left 8 people dead, according to Iranian state media. Iran, meanwhile, attacked Israel, Kuwait, and Bahrain. No trading on Wall Street today. The market's closed for Good Friday. More details, SRNNews.com.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. Now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing, and now's the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A couple things we learned about the Orioles in week one. Pete Alonso and Taylor Ward are worth the money. The pair combining for 15 hits and 47 trips, a homer and six driven in, as the Birds go 3-3 on the opening homestand. Also learning that manager Craig Albernaz, with Jordan Westberg now on the 60-day injured list, satisfied with Kobe Mayo at third.
Mayo's been, he's been looking good at third. He's been putting in great work ever since spring training up until this point. We feel very comfortable at third base.
Mayo, though, a bit of a slow start at the bat. Only 2-for-17, both hits coming in the 8-6 series-clinching win over Minnesota. Questions surrounding Derrick Henry and the Ravens' running game for the upcoming season. What will it look like without Tyler Linderbaum and Patrick Ricard in front of him? Head coach Jesse Minter not quite ready yet to give us the details.
So excited about Derrick. Having a running back like that, getting downhill, running the football, being able to control the clock, being able to control the offense through the running game, I think is very powerful.
How about a shout-out this morning to a far-out Ravens fan?
Good roll pitch.
That's how it sounded when NASA was sending off spaceship Artemis II on its mission around the moon. The ship's commander is longtime Ravens fan Reed Wiseman, who grew up in Baltimore. Wiseman leading the first crewed lunar flight since Apollo 17's moon landing mission in 1972. And if all goes well, we'll set a record for the farthest distance ever traveled from Earth, 252,000 miles. And finally, a heartfelt thank you to a Baltimore broadcasting great.
With 57 seconds left in Cleveland, but Hayes in the board!
Longtime Ravens radio play-by-play broadcaster Jerry Sandusky announcing his retirement on Wednesday. 42 years in the business, 38 in Baltimore. One of the first local broadcasters who extended his hand and gave this broadcaster time of day after moving here from Miami. Coming up in 30 minutes, will Lamar show up? And that is Stein on Sports. Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures are going to be warmer as we get to your Friday afternoon. After those clouds break up, we'll see the sun pop back out and highs into the upper 70s, even a few lower 80s with breezy conditions. Even warmer numbers Saturday with low to mid 80s. Sunday does bring the chance for some rain, especially in the middle part of the morning into the early afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If you're dealing with missing teeth or loose dentures, we can help at the Smile Design Center. You'll walk out feeling confident, comfortable, and looking great. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
All right. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on here in Baltimore City. I was asking about, you know, the black community in general. What do we value as a, you know, collective, like as a majority, you know, something that I can point to in the black community. And I can't really point to much of anything. We support abortions, right? We see many that are out there protesting for abortions. We support government-assisted programs and, you know, government-assisted housing. It's just not, it's there, you don't see anything where you're like, oh, wow, there's something that we're against. The majority's against the Second Amendment. Constantly hearing about gun control. And then on top of it, you got the crazy white liberals on the left usually using black and brown people. They always bring up black and brown people when they want to get something across, right? Like the voter ID nonsense. Now, black Americans say we do want voter ID, but the crazy white liberals on the left, they'll tell us, no, black people aren't smart enough to get an ID. but then nobody on the left really, you know, tells those white crazy liberals on the left, yes, we can. Like, they just let them say it. and then just go about their day. And then some people will repeat it and say, yeah, that's going to be very oppressive if we do something like that. Now, of course, Joe in Baltimore says, what do you mean we? You know, he did acknowledge my nonprofit where I assisted black women in Baltimore City for 8 years. He did acknowledge that. And then he says that I align myself with white racists. So here's the thing. So you're saying, yes, I assisted black women for 8 years in Baltimore City that were going, that needed a hand up, not a hand out, which I absolutely did. And then he says, but then you quit it. Well, no, I had to dissolve it because there's campaign finance laws. I could not run that and run the campaign at the same time because of the donations. But on top of that, you know, I, of course, was doing my part. And first and foremost, Joe, I don't know how you're doing your part for the black community, except for calling me and complaining all the time. But not only that, you know, you didn't give me, if you notice in your text, Joe, you never gave me something that we valued. You didn't actually answer the question. You just called me, you know, someone that aligned with white racists. So again, I ask, what do we value as a collective? Would love to know. Real quick, I'll go to the phone lines here in just a second. Baltimore Sun did report two people broke into the newly opened burger restaurant Wanna Smash in Canton, leaving with what appeared to be bottles and crates. The restaurant opened on March 27th, and the break-in occurred on Thursday. So here you have this brand new restaurant, and yes, the people going in and out on camera are black. I mean, it's just the same old thing. So, you know, we see people robbing people left and right, the dirt bikes, you know, just the craziness. No one seems to care about education. The school system's a mess. The mayor won't even do anything about the CEO that's allowing the school system to be a mess. Like, where are we? What are we doing exactly? All right, let me go to the phone lines. I got Rob at Sparrow's Point. Hey, Rob, did you want to weigh in on that?
Oh, Kim, is it? Am I on?
Yes, yep.
All right, I was just caught off guard. Anyway, Kim, how you doing? It's first time calling in, but I met you back in the fall when Rob Carson was there and everything.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that little freedom, whatever it's called. But anyway,
yeah.
I don't call him because what I listen to is a lot of rhetoric and all. But anyway, you hit a good point of what is the value of black people. I just turned 70 the other day, and I've been around a long time. I grew up in Baltimore City in Highlandtown, and went to schools that were mixed and had a lot of wonderful black friends. And what I learned is that, and I was fortunate enough to meet John F. Kennedy when I was 6 years old at Patterson Park. My mother's in the Democratic Club. And at that time, when he got assassinated a year later, Johnson took over. And from that point on, when he started with the welfare system for the black families, it seemed like typically... And my mother, we needed help. I had seven brothers and sisters, no father. And but we got out and shined shoes. We hustled. But all of a sudden, it was free. And the whole system today, what it's built into, is that when I started seeing it as I started becoming a teenager and then in my 20s, all my black friends and buddies, they all worked. They all became successful. Mike Zollicoffer's a doctor. I mean, we had... But the welfare system just started giving. And if the father stayed in the family, in the black community, they didn't get help. All of a sudden, the fathers had to leave. From that point on up to this day, and I talk to a lot of people, all they want is what can we get free from the government? That's what the black community believes in. What can we get free? I ain't saying most. No, actually, it is most. It's a small majority like yourself and other black people who don't look at things like that. They're successful. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, I see a lot of black people that are very successful, but the majority just want free. What can we get free and live a very meek life and get free and vote Democratic and... I don't know what's going to change. It's a shame you didn't get into Congress with Johnny Oshitsky. Oshetsky, but that's where I am. I'm just a little bent out of shape with this. Where you stand. That's it. The majority of black people want free. They just want. What can we get for free?
Well, Rob, I appreciate you. Thank you for being a first-time caller. I appreciate you calling in because I think a lot of people would agree with you. No, thank you so much. Hope you have a great weekend. Thank you. I will say, you know, even a lot of that is pushed as well. Rob is right, because look, we saw Governor Wes Moore actually did the right thing and did not sign that reparations commission bill. And then you had the Black Legislative Caucus bring it back up in Annapolis during special session to override his veto. And it's just like, why are we continuing to push this stupid narrative that we need reparations? It's 2026. Get off of your butt and go to work. I don't need reparations. Am I living a high life and doing all kinds of things? No. No, I'm budgeting my money just like anybody else. I'm raising my daughter just like anybody else. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. I'll take this call on this one. I got Leo in Essex. Hey, Leo, did you want to weigh in?
Yes, I do, Kim. How are you? I'm as well a first-time caller.
Oh, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. You do a great show. I listen to you every morning. I'll try and be quick. I watched a news program this morning on NBC. I believe it was some WBAL about the police-involved shooting. And what I saw I think it was the person's sister, just totally defending this man fighting with two police officers, apparently got a taser away from one of them, and, you know, going for a gun and a satchel or whatever it was, and that this woman is on there defending this obvious criminal who's been to prison several times for gun violations and whatever else. And I think that, in a nutshell, is the problem with a lot of our inner city black community. I don't understand how people can live like that, and people can think, you know, if you don't break the law, what do you got to be scared of police for? I just don't understand that. I wish it wasn't that way. I don't know the answer, and, you know, maybe someday someone will. But that was all I wanted to say.
Yeah, well, thank you, Leo. I appreciate you calling in, and that was his sister. You are correct in that. And it's a pretty clear cut.
I heard. I was a little groggy. It was very early this morning.
Thank you, Tim, again,
you do a great show, and just keep doing what you're doing. We love you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Leo. Hope you have a great weekend. And that was a clear cut, dry video as we talked about that shooting in Upton. It was clear that those officers gave that guy so many chances. So many chances. And yeah, for his sister to come forward and say, oh, they didn't have to shoot him. Please, please. They should have shot him, you know, at least 4 minutes before then. Anyways, before we get back to the phone lines here, I did want you to hear this audio with Rebecca Pryor about the dirt bikes in and out of Baltimore City streets. There was a crash on Tuesday involving one of these dirt bikes, and this is just going to ramp up. And now you have, you know, the opening day has already occurred. You had a great turnout there for the Orioles. And this is one of those problems. This is another reason why people don't go downtown. Take a listen.
Warmer weather has returned to Baltimore, and apparently dirt bikers have too. Take a look. New cell phone video posted to a community Facebook page showing dozens of dirt bikes and ATVs taking over Light Street, some diverting to the Inner Harbor, others riding dangerously close to cars, seen weaving in and out of traffic. Hours later, more cell phone video showing a large police presence on the same street responding to an accident.
I just got a message from the central saying that it was 40 dirt bikes and one of them crashed.
At this time, police say that no injuries or vehicle damage was reported, but they also add that they are increasing dirt bike riding enforcement across the city. In the comments below, tell me, what do you think? Are police doing enough to crack down on illegal dirt bike riding? Or is this just part of city life when the weather gets warmer? Reporting in Baltimore, Rebecca Pryor, Fox 45 News.
All right. So they say the police is going to enforce this, but we heard this last year and the year before that. And we already know it is against police policy to chase a dirt bike. So they can't chase them. These kids are riding without helmets. And, you know, they will block roads if they feel like it. And the mayor, and usually if anybody posts a video online, if you ever look in the comment section with dirt bikes weaving out of traffic, almost hitting cars, if you look at the comments, you will see many Baltimoreans, many of them black, defending these dirt bike riders and saying it's just part of the city culture. They're not doing anything wrong. They're not hurting anybody. Let them do what they want to do. And so it's like, you know, they support this lawlessness. And again, this is a reason why many people don't want to go downtown. And so here it is starting up again. And I will say, here we are in the beginning of April, starting kind of early this year. We go to the phone lines here. I've got Tim in Dundalk. Tim, the dirt bike culture, right?
Oh, geez, whiz. Tim, you're a black woman, you know, and you don't have a racist bone in your body. and you're such a intelligent person. Okay, I just want to ask you a question. Doesn't it insult you when the mayor of our city says that it's part of the black culture
yeah.
to ride dirt bikes in the city?
No, it's very insulting. There shouldn't be a culture around dirt bike, illegal dirt bike riding, and a lot of those dirt bikes are stolen from other individuals. Yeah, no, it is very insulting.
Yep, and a lot of my black friends feel that way. My point is, and I would like to ask the mayor, so you're saying that breaking the law is part of the black culture? Because the last time I checked, riding an unlicensed dirt bike on any road is illegal. So they're breaking the law. I see them going down. I saw one a while back when we had a warm day going down Pulaski Highway about 60 miles an hour, blew by me, doing a wheelie on the white line separating the two lanes.
Yeah.
How's that legal? How's it legal? And this guy is making, you know, I think he makes black people look bad because you don't have an attitude that, hey, it's okay to break the law. It's our culture. Is it okay to carry a gun? Is it okay to rob somebody or beat them with a pistol? That's not right, and I feel bad for black people that they have a mayor of our city that says that about black people. Like, it's our habits. Ain't that right? I mean, my God.
Yeah, no, you're right, Tim, and it is insulting, and, you know, it kind of goes on, like I mentioned earlier, with the whole thing that, you know, black people can't get IDs, you know, like, the bar is so low.
It's insulting, and, you know, when it comes right down to it, you know, I don't think the guy cares about anybody but himself.
Yeah.
You know, I really don't. I mean, I you don't make a statement, you know, if I was a black mayor, what I would want to do for my people, not just the black people, the white people, the brown people, the yellow people, whatever, I would try to make things safe and best for everybody. But
yeah.
He doesn't do that.
Yeah.
He focuses on one thing, himself.
Yeah, well, Tim, I hope you have a great Easter weekend. Great points there. Thank you so much for weighing in.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And, you know, and that's why I, you know, told you about what the Baltimore Sun is reporting about this brand new restaurant being broken into. You could see the robbers there. They're like literally taking out crates and boxes and all this other stuff. And they just opened on March 27th. You know, it's why would anybody want to invest in Baltimore City? Why? And then on top of it, then they give, you know, like I said before, a lot of grief to, like, the Atlas Group and, you know, Sinclair Media and all this other stuff. These are the only people investing in your city that can take it on the chin every now and again when they are robbed. And it's a sad situation, but that's what happens. They're dealing with the crime just like everybody else. Like, come on. I mean, and then they're talking about high-rise condos, million-dollar condos they want to build there in the Inner Harbor. You're still going to have the same thugs running around the streets on their dirt bikes. They even use those stupid motorized scooters, too. It's a mess. Even Mayor Bowser in D.C., even she knew to get some of the crazy chaos off the streets of D.C. It's insanity. I got Bill at Reisterstown. Bill, did you want to weigh in?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, I have been around for 66 years come May, and when in 1977, I worked down in Govan's at the Exxon station, Cold Spring and New York Road. And back then, it wasn't motorcycles. It was bicycles. It would be packs of kids on bicycles, and you'd hear them coming up York Road blowing whistles you know, just come through the intersection and riding up and down the York Road, Cold Spring Lane, that kind of stuff. So it's not something that's new as far as a hot summer day and packs of kids, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I guess, yeah, this has been going on for quite some time, and I guess that's why the mayor said it's part of the culture, but somebody's got to put a stop to the cycle.
Well, what the Baltimore racist mayor doesn't realize, and this is just my opinion as a old gray-haired white guy, is I used to spend a lot of money downtown. I mean, a portion of my salary and stuff, we used to go down to the Rusty Scupper and different restaurants down there. I haven't been in Baltimore since Freddie Gray, and I won't go back down. It's almost like they're trying to chase the white people out, and they're going to get what they're going to do it. They're going to take the money, white and black money, out of the city.
Yeah.
And it's going to be it's a dump. But I'm old enough to remember the shipyards, and that kind of stuff when Baltimore was an industrial city. So there's no jobs. They've removed all the jobs that people would do. There's nothing for anybody to do. You can't support a city on tourism if you have thugs riding around on dirt bikes or bicycles or just walking around, robbing people. People aren't going to go down there.
Well, Bill, I hope you have a happy Easter weekend. Thank you so much for weighing in.
Yes, ma'am. I woke up this morning, and I'm having a great weekend. So you have a nice one yourself.
Thank you. God bless. I will wrap this conversation up because I do want to get back to the question of the day and kind of, go off with that one. But I will say that, it's a shame because Baltimore is headed in the wrong direction. But we'll wrap this up, and you guys have Rob Carson coming up at 12, so stay right there.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Car crash, slip and fall, workplace injury. Serious injuries mean serious bills. Before you talk to an insurance company, talk to me. I'm the Ouch Guy. I know Maryland law, and I know how to win. Call 877-OUCH-911. Ouch Guy is Baltimore strong. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
The Rob Carson Show.
Donald Trump giving Iran every ultimatum, every opportunity to do what we asked them to do. To get out of the nuke business, to get out of the terror business, and every single time they stuck up their middle finger at us. And it took 2 months to get the ships and everything over there, and they gathered off the coast just like they did in Venezuela, and then they pulled the trigger. And then they started kicking butt. And on day one, Democrats started saying,
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
That's right. It is Friday, the last segment here on Kids Place of Live, but you got Rob Carson coming up next. I will say, because Bill was just talking about, so many white people leaving Baltimore City. Don't forget, right now, black middle-class families. That is the number one demographic currently leaving Baltimore City. Black middle-class families, because there are black people that do not subscribe to this nonsense, and they are taking their families and their money, and they're leaving. Because Baltimore is that bad. Now, Robert in the text line did mention that the African-American community definitely contributed a lot to the arts and entertainment and fashion and style. And I agree with you there, Robert. Of course, that is, I think, probably number one is how artistic we are. And even when it comes to sporting, I would think that we are, many people would say that some of the top athletes are black for sure. And on top of that, though, what we see, whether it's, some of these places of leadership, right? When I think of like Jasmine Crockett or VP Kamala Harris, or even why Ketanji Brown Jackson was chosen, it's like you had so many people saying, oh, well, we should choose them because they're black, but we never focused on their resume or the things that they've accomplished. And as I always say, Jasmine Crockett, she's playing a character. She's a very intelligent, articulate woman when she wants to be herself. There are many videos out there showcasing just that. But, you know, right now, because the way that, you know, the majority of the black community is, she knows, you know, pandering in this way where she's like this character of like a hood rat. That's what's, you know, that's what gets, you know, some of the black community going. That's what's popular. And if that's the case, then we've got a huge problem. But we could talk about more of this another day. I did get another text back from Joe. He says, we do value accountability for everyone, not just us. Yeah, okay. We see zero accountability. Right now, they're changing laws in Annapolis so that black juveniles robbing people at gunpoint have no accountability. So that's not part of our value list either there, Joe. But we'll let you try again next week. All right, as far as the question of the day, Pam Bondi, 40% of you say you would replace the AG with Trey Gowdy. 25% of you say others, not someone on the list that I have here. 22% of you say Lee Zeldin, and 13% of you say Harmeet Dillon. And then on the names that I wrote down, as far as text messages coming through, most of you are saying Judge Jeanine Pirro. So that's what we've got. We'll see what President Trump does about it. Also, I wanted to note, because I mentioned it just a bit yesterday, but did you guys see the 11-year-old twins that were caught in Baltimore City breaking into cars? Yeah, 11 years old, twins, breaking into cars in Baltimore City and stealing items. We've got a long way to go. But if the mayor thinks they're going to sell high-rise condos worth millions of dollars in the Inner Harbor, and seeing the juveniles being arrested every weekend down there, the chaos, the commotion, the dirt bikes, Mr. Mayor, you're not going to be able to sell anything. No one's coming if you don't clean this up. So let's make sure it's not another summer of hell in Baltimore City. I want to say again, happy Good Friday to everybody. Hope you have a beautiful Easter weekend. I'll be back with you on Monday at 9 a.m. As always, Brian, the producer, thank you for a great show. Enjoy the weekend with your granddaughters. And to all of you, you know, spend time with your family. Have a good time. Enjoy.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.